And welcome, everybody.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was my cue. My bad.
Welcome to episode 630 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. New intro, Breakman. I know what Eric thinks about it, but what do you think about it?
I like it.
Oh, look at that.
I like the Sanford & Son theme. So
I do too.
That take on it was pretty interesting.
My problem is that it's Sanford & Son. It's that it just sounds bad to my ears.
I get his point. It's a little shrill. To be honest, I have another version that I paid for. It's coming soon, so maybe it'll be a little less shrill. I think that's Eric's biggest gripe with the
change
intro.
Change the tone and it'll be better.
Yeah, but well, we'll see, Eric. I got another version coming, but I thought people would enjoy that little intro there that I paid good money for. But anyways, we've got a hell of a show for you all today. It's episode 630, like I said. Lots of news to get to. Nintendo had a direct, so we've got lots of news coming out of there, plus regular news. So we're just going to basically do headlines and move on because we got way too much news. And we got two rounds of our tournament to determine the greatest Super Nintendo game of all time. So without further ado.
Yeah, did you guys fuck it up while I was gone?
We didn't
I haven't seen the bracket yet, so.
We have not. We didn't do it last week.
Oh, you did? Oh, that's nice. No, that's good. No. So it wasn't fucked up then. Okay,
cool. Yeah, we did. We didn't want any backlash from you, Breakman. So glad you're
right.
Back, by the way, man. For the audience out there, I know we talked a little bit before, but how are you feeling, man?
I'm still sore, but I'm, as the doctor said, the nurse's aide said, I bend, but I don't break.
So. Oh, that's good, man. I mean, that's really, really good.
I was bruised and bloody, but nothing, like, no broken bones or anything.
Can we still start calling you Ben Man, then?
You know, I didn't think it was coincidence, Breakman. I wanted to bring this up to you, but Breakman showed up last week, and that was his first week back in a long-ass time, and I didn't think it was coincidence. I'm like, MXT's here. And Breakman got in a car accident. So watch out for MXT, man. I think he's got it in for you, Break.
Uh-huh. I see how it goes. I understand. I had just gotten back, was almost back from the grocery store. I was getting off my exit, and I'm like, I'm hungry. I don't feel like making anything. I got these groceries on my way. I'm just going to go to White Castle. God, I wish I'd just gone home.
Yeah. Now, was that person a furry? And that'll determine whether or not it was for sure MXT.
I'm not allowed to talk about that.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's not talk about it right now. But
I wasn't kidding about my butt hurting. My butt, like, does actually hurt.
It's a double-sided dildo, man. You got to use a smaller size, Break. Mm-hmm. You know, not so much force.
How are you going to get your ass used to a bigger size if you only use smaller, though?
Well, incremental, man. You go straight from the 6-incher to the big black double dong. I mean, you're gonna get some.
What
hurt,
can I say? Man. I'm an adventurous man.
All right, I'm glad you're back, Break. Everybody's glad you're back. Let's do the news. Let's run through this news.
RPG News.
All right. Oh, MXT says, hey, a Jigglypuff onesie doesn't make me a furry, MXT says.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
Don't judge him for that.
We're not judging here, MXT. We're not judging. All right, Eric, let's get started.
From RPG site, we've got Bravely Network Online, which is an interesting name.
Is that a riff off of Bravely Default, maybe?
No.
So it has nothing to do with Bravely Default?
What? That's why I said it was interesting.
Okay.
I'm surprised they haven't gotten in trouble yet.
I was going to say, yeah, I'm surprised there isn't a lawsuit. No,
it's Bravery, sorry.
Oh, that.
I mean, look at them.
But that's awfully close to Bravely. So.
Yeah.
Zenimax, how they like to sue anybody who has anything vaguely that looks like theirs, you know?
Anyways, it's a turn-based battle RPG, which is now on Steam Early Access, and Gloam is the name of the developer.
Gloam.
It's all in caps, just ladies too. Of amazing
it is an
masochism.
Mask, there you go. Mask.
It has to be sexual if it's a show,
anyways,
right?
Anyways, it's priced at $29.99 or $24.99 £19.49 and pounds.
Did you say pence?
Anyways, game stylized like a fighting game, and it looks like it's taking cues from Scott Pilgrim.
I was gonna say it looks a lot like Scott Pilgrim artwork.
Spot Pilgrim.
Spot Pilgrim. Yeah, it looks good though.
I hope his dog doesn't get his own game. Like Jesus, come on, man.
Actually, he doesn't have a dog.
Well, we just named his dog. What do you mean he doesn't have a
Spot
dog?
Spot.
It is the family dog, so it's at the mom's and dad's house.
Yeah.
Oh, he left it behind. That sick son of. He's a Ted Cruz son of a bitch.
Huh? Oh man,
we're dog's gonna get probably freezing to death, starving, and he's like, "Fuck you, dog. I'm out. Peace."
You know what? We're gonna get to that. And that's gonna be an interesting discussion. I think you guys are gonna be surprised what I think about that whole thing.
I think you wouldn't leave your dog with that dog.
All right, let's move on to the next story, Breakman.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Empire of Ember is an action strategy RPG set to release for Steam in summer of 2021. Well, that's a vague window. That's basically anywhere from May to September.
Yep, pretty much.
Usually when they say that, it's the later end, so probably September.
Yeah,
August
when they say things like 2021, it means the end, if then, you know? It's like, I mean, yeah. So
Pollax Games is the name of the company. It's an action strategy RPG RTS hybrid, which sounds kind of interesting. Game features a first-person gameplay perspective, tactical control of hundreds of units, and a city-building component. Ooh. I am more interested now.
Break, I don't know if you saw the trailer for this, but I think this is a game that you would find highly entertaining. It's a strategy game that has, like, fucking wicked graphics, man. Like, it looks good.
I am interested.
Yeah.
Ooh. If by action strategy, does that mean it ends up turning into, like, a weird, like, you do strategy RPG, and then once you get in the actual fight scenes, you do action combat?
Let's see what they say here. A secret enemy launches a surprise attack on your own. We don't need the story. Fight. Use the environment to crush, trip, impale, or explode enemies. Raise up fallen enemies and command the undead to fight on your behalf. I like this game more and more the more I read.
Yeah.
Fully destructible cities. What did I just say? Use catapults to fire from afar or blast through the walls and lead your troops through the breach. Hell yes. I'm all down for that shit.
It looks really good, man. Looks really good.
If they make another Attack of Titan video game based off the final season, Break should probably play it because he gets to outlive his darkest fantasies.
Yeah.
Okay. You're arming first person in battles of up to 100 units. I mean, I don't know how this is a dark fantasy. It doesn't say, like, you're the bad guys. Like, you could be the good guys laying siege to the enemy.
I think they're just talking tone, Break.
Tone. Let's see. I'm just going to go ahead and skip ahead. Make decisions that can change the story and lead to different game endings. It features a story written by Patrick Kevin Day, a former lead writer from Telltale Games. Hold court and pass judgment on daily events in the lives of your subject. Oh my god, I want to play this game now!
Oh, you know what this reminds me of? Something. Heroes of Might and Magic, Dark Messiah.
Yeah. But more polished, it looks like, Eric.
Yeah, that game had issues.
Yeah. This game looks good. I think, Breakman.
If it delivers on its promises, yes, because we've heard, like, these big promises before, and usually those games just don't turn out well. You know, stuff like Black and White and shit. Like, huge promise, and then.
This one looks good. This one looks good.
Maybe you should roll it back a bit.
It looks like I described. It's like you do the strategy RPG building stuff, and then when you get into combat, you do the Dark Messiah shit.
Yep. It looks good.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Anything else on that?
Break? No, I'm excited. I want to play this game.
Yeah.
Summer.
Yeah.
God. And it's going to be on Steam.
Oh. PC only. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. That means I got to steal a PC.
Well, with all that.
Or you could just work a corner and then get money that way.
Yeah, with all the. Or you could hook, like Eric said, or you could just hope for the best on a lawsuit with your latest accident, and then there you go, man. You got extra money to do whatever.
You know how our courts work. Like, yeah. If I'm going to get any money, it'll be in, like, 2082 or something.
I know, man. It takes forever, man, but we'll see. Just play it up, man. Say, oh, my neck, my back, and, yeah. You know, all that shit, man.
Well,
all right.
For instance, Mrs. Brickman, who had that accident on, well, the bitch she ran into because they pulled out right in front of her on Super Bowl day.
Yeah, yeah.
3 years ago, she just got her money. So,
oh, well, at least she got
money. 3 years fucking later, you know?
I know, man. You're going to have to wait. But you will end up with something.
Her car was totaled. She needed money then to get a new car.
Yeah,
man,
that's not how they work, man.
I know.
That's how it is. Okay, let's move on. RPGsite.net. Viola, the heroine's melody, is a musical RPG platformer hybrid. We're hearing more and more about hybrid RPGs, I guess.
That's
but
weird hybrid, though. I don't like the sound of that one.
It
I
looks
like the sound
good, though.
Of the other one.
It's probably more like Paper Mario or Super Paper Mario. Right?
Break
if
it.
It's like,
yeah.
If it's like a rhythm game or something, though, I'm going to fucking blow at it.
It's
I
not
can
a
only play Rock or Guitar Hero on fucking easy level, you know?
Yeah, you know what this reminds me of? There was that one game. It was like a dungeon game. And you would, like, attack to the rhythm. It's sort of like that, but turn-based, sort of. So it's not as fast-paced. It looks better. It looks better than that break.
I really like that Patapon game for the PSP. Like, you attack to the rhythm of that. Like,
yeah.
Once it would get too hard, like, it's like you got to stay on this rhythm for so many beats. And I'm just like, I can't do it. I don't have the rhythm.
Yeah. This looks something similar to that, but like a dumbed-down, easier version break. So this might be something that that we both can handle. You know, because I'm with you, man. I don't like... you know, I don't, like rhythm games have never been my thing, but this doesn't look too bad.
So it
man.
Looks more like kind of like Valkyrie Profile, where you do platforming and then you get into a fight and you do the standard RPG stuff.
Yeah, Freak Five's in chat. What's up, Freak Five? He says, "Yay, Harmy is back."
It's true.
How do you know Harmy wasn't right killed in the accident, Freak? It's an awful lot.
You left it in the car.
Yeah.
Harmy still works just fine.
Damn it! You mean to tell me that Harmy was not in the car when you got in the accident?
Harmy wears his seatbelt.
Oh, okay. Harmy had the seatbelt on. Okay, as opposed to you who got off.
Harmy's a smart harmonica, just like me. No, I wore my seatbelt, Frank. Damn it!
How dare you, Freak Five? Not even gonna. You're exiled, you son of a bitch. Anyways, this looks good. It looks okay. Viola, the heroine's melody, coming soon. It's now available on Steam. So there you go. All right. Eric, next story.
This game I'm not very enthused about because I did not like the original. But the Caligula Effect 2 announced for PlayStation 2 and Nintendo Switch in Japan, set to release on June 24th, probably followed by localization like in early February, going by how long it takes usually for these games to come out.
Yeah.
So some preliminary details about the game and character cast can be gleaned from the official website. It looks to have a similar premise to the predecessor, a group of people finding themselves in a false but ideal reality, but they want to have freedom, so they decide to.
So this is the Matrix, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't want the fucking blue pill anymore.
MXT says seatbelts are for wussies. I'm a man. I watch wrestling, you know. Yeah. Okay.
They don't let me watch wrestling.
Oh man, you gotta watch AEW, man. It just gets better, better.
So
and
the
better.
Problem with the first Gorilla is that its combat was very, very dumb. Mm-hmm. And the localization was questionable.
Well,
not that it was bad. I just couldn't make sense of anything that was happening.
Well, maybe.
And
this...
the characters I just couldn't get on with.
Yeah, sometimes that happens, Eric. Sometimes there's characters that just turn you off. I mean, look at Final Fantasy 13, man. I mean, that game to me has not a lot of redeeming qualities. But
and Frank tried jerking off to it. But
I did, man. Like I was
and overdose never fixed any of the problems I had with the original release of the game, so I didn't bother.
That's saying a lot, Break, because it's easy to jerk off to almost any hot chick, but. Man,
I don't know. Maybe this game will succeed where the other one failed. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. All right, break you. Oh shit! What's going on here?
This seems less what? Like the first game did well, so we're doing it again. No, this is more like we fucked up, so we're gonna try again.
Yeah.
The first game isn't quite what we wanted it, so let's hopefully we do it right this time. Coming to us live from RPG site, Miitopia, announced for Nintendo Switch, set to release on May 21st. It'll be priced at $49.99. The re-release includes new makeup and hair character customization options, along with a new horse ally that can join your party in battle. So this is the new Nintendo strategy. Instead of giving us new games, they're just going to repackage all the Wii U games because they didn't sell.
This isn't new. This is the strategy they've always used.
That's what he's saying, man. He's saying, like, is Nintendo just going to repackage shit? I mean, they do that all the time. Sony is a big offender of that, man. Like,
they're just buying time for them to release the new stuff, especially Zelda, because Zelda's not ready yet.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Anything else on this break?
And they can't keep talking about just Smash Brothers for two more years.
Yeah, exactly. They need more. They need Metroid is what they need, man. That would.
But I don't know. I mean, Miitopia came out late enough in the 3DS's life cycle that giving it another lease on life makes sense.
Yeah, I guess, man. I never was really
RPG, so that's why we're talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a basic.
I mean, RPG. I might pick it up, but for $60, hell no.
Yeah, for 50, I don't know, man. Half of that, maybe. Maybe 30. I might do it for 30, but.
I'll wait for a sale.
Yeah. All right, anything else on that break?
Mm-mm.
All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net, if my link will cooperate here. And as speaking of Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword HD announced for Nintendo Switch, set to release on July 16th. And I'm excited because I never beat this game, so this would be perfect for me to try to go back and beat this game. We were just talking about it. Like they do redo.
Was it a case of like, oh, shiny, and then I forgot about it? Or you just couldn't beat it?
It was partly because of that, and partly because I thought the difficulty curve of this game was a little higher than the normal Zelda game. And I might be wrong about that.
No, right? I thought the game was really easy.
Really? I don't know. I ran into a lot of stuff. Like, I'm looking here, it's bringing back memories. Like,
I think your difficulty game depends on how well you can take to the motion controls.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Which are thankfully an option now.
Yeah, thankfully it's an option. So, looks okay. Just one of many games Frank hasn't beat. How dare you, Freak 5? I'll have you know, last year, Freak 5, I beat more games than any other year of me playing video games. So I'm getting better and better. And no, it wasn't just one or two.
He went from three to four.
How dare you? How dare you, Eric? How dare you? I think I beat a good 10 games last year. That's pretty good. That's almost one a month. I mean, that's not too bad. But anyways, good news. Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword HD coming to Switch. I'm excited because I never beat the game. I did get far in it, though, but hopefully I can do it without motion controls and we can, you know, I can get past it. But I still got to do Breath of the Wild, man. That's another great game that I gotta get done. I've just been working on all my PlayStation 5 games. I got a few Xbox games I want to work on and a few Switch games and, you know, whatever.
I think I saw a journalist saying that if anybody wanted to know why they aren't also doing Twilight Princess and Wind Waker HD, they're apparently coming this year too. It's just they probably weren't direct ready, probably means they're actually being done by a different development studio altogether, and this is just what R&D is doing.
Yeah, Wind Waker is a great game, man. I love Wind Waker.
Yeah, I got to play through like the first dungeon, and that's all I got to play of it, and I wanted to play more. So.
Yeah, so hopefully we get all those releases. I'll buy them all for sure. Freak 5 says he beat Skyward Sword.
I wouldn't be opposed to having Link Between Worlds port.
Ooh, I do like the controllers, the Joy-Con controllers, the Zelda ones. Those are badass, man.
Yeah, I might buy new Joy-Cons because they're actually being sold separately now.
Yeah, I might do that.
I mean, that's like $80 for both of them, but, you know.
Yeah. MXT says, Skyward Sword, I wanted to play, but I noped out because of the controls. The controls are a big problem with that game, man. Like, if you're not, like Eric said, if you can't.
If you don't have the brain for lateral thinking when it comes to controlling your character with motion controls, then you're not going to gel with the game.
Yeah, that's right. You're right, Eric. A lot of those games I didn't.
And for some people, it's impossible to play the game at all because of vision issues.
Yeah, that's a part of it too, man. I don't have the greatest vision in the world, but all right, let's see. Let me get caught up on chat. Freak5 says he went back and beat 10 games he had save files for, and how dare you? No, I beat 10 games straight up, man. Like, you know, I mean, literally, I beat more games last year than I at any given point, and I'm working on beating that this year. I mean, I already beat Demon Souls and Call of Cthulhu. I beat a couple others, so I'm gonna beat that record this year, man, for sure. I'm halfway through the game that I'll talk about later, but all right, let's see who's next, Eric.
We were talking about Zelda, so we're gonna talk about other remasters. Saga Frontier Remastered's got a date, and it's coming out April 15th. So only 2 months.
Yeah, that's good news, man. That's a pretty decent game, right? Saga Frontier. Not the greatest, but not the worst. So that's a good.
Well, it's got a chance to be even better than what it should have been.
I hate the original game.
Freak Five's having honey boo boo.
Saga Frontier. There are a few games I hate more than that game.
Oh. Yeah,
hate that game.
I don't hate it.
The Wazoo Saga series they're not your traditional RPGs. That's probably why you hate it so much, because it's too complex for you. Break.
Haha, Break. Too complex. Actually, I think Break plays more complex RPGs than I think, definitely me, maybe even you, Eric. He plays a lot of those strategies.
If you hate this game, though, you'll absolutely hate Unlimited Saga, though, because that's like probably the worst received Saga game.
Yeah, Unlimited Saga wasn't very good. Freak5 is having Honey Boo Boo fantasies in chat, so I don't know what that's about. And he's exiled, son of a bitch. Okay, let's go on to the next.
Wait, he was exiled for something other than the Honey Boo Boo comment?
No. I think the biggest problem with Saga Frontier is that its open-ended nature means that you could go into places that are really difficult because the game doesn't give you much of an way of plot structure.
And maybe that's what my problem was with it. Like, it's been so long, I don't remember why I hate it so much, but I remember I hated it.
Maybe.
I kept trying to play it, and I'm just like, God, fuck this game, piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe the remaster will be a little bit
better. I highly doubt the remaster's gonna, like, tell you where to go next, but it might have GUI or tooltips or something that might suggest you might want to do this.
Yeah, and the chick is going
to
be...
I don't think they'll change the narrative to, like, nod you in the right direction. They'll probably just, you know, have indicators or
ooh,
something.
Apparently one of the characters in there, Pyra, is going to be in Smash Brothers, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Pyra good.
And Mathra.
Character model looks really good. Really, really good. Very complimentary, I would say. I don't know how else to put it without sounding like a...
Also, depending on what scenario on Saga Frontier you pick, you might have a bad time anyway. Because Riki's the weakest character in that entire selection.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. All right, let's...
And Lute's story was originally left unfinished. They just released the game, and like that's why his game kind of ends abruptly.
Yeah. All right, let's move on, Breakman.
They're fixing that stuff, though.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Legend of Mana is a release for PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and PC on June 24th. Worldwide, wow.
Yeah.
I like how Square's just giving up on the Xbox.
This will be $29.99 when it's released, so yay. There you go.
Like, if it's not Kingdom Hearts or Final Fantasy, fuck it.
Yeah. I'm trying to look at gameplays here, see if they did anything special with gameplay. It looks okay. I mean, you know, traditional turn-based. We're getting a lot of those lately, remasters, which is really cool.
Legend of Mana is not a turn-based game. It is a beat-em-up like the other Mana games.
Yeah, but they have it listed as traditional, but I know what you're saying. It's a beat-em-up, but it looks good. It looks good.
This one especially more so than the others because it's a 2D access.
Yeah. I want, oh God, MXT. Don't feed in, MXT. son of a bitch. It's all about that Mama June booty. How dare you? You're exiled, MXT. You and Freak can compete for exhalation honors this week. You know what I want them to redo or remaster? Final Fantasy 4 through 6. That's what I want them to do.
Mm.
That'd be pretty badass, man.
Just the rate they're going, you'll probably get your wish.
Yeah, I hope, man. I don't want the 3D treatment on those games. I want the.
I'd rather they do a remaster or a remake of Brave Fencer Musashi and Einhander before they do that.
Oh yeah. Einhander. I had almost forgotten about that game. That game was fucking fantastic.
Did you just say Highlander?
No, Einhander. It was a hard as hell shmup.
Said Einhinder accidentally.
My Heine? What?
My Heine? What about my Heine?
Degeneration.
No, I'm definitely not saying my Heine.
Yeah.
Want to touch my Heine?
Want to touch my Heine? What is that from, man? It's
like... Billy Madison, I think.
Oh, yeah. Degeneration Exiled. Okay. Breakman or MXT. Just for you. After this stupid commercial of Under Armour, apparently. I don't even know what the fuck that is. Okay, here we go. Why did it do that, man? All right, you asked for it, MXT. Son of a bitch. Jesus Christ. You remember this break, man? Just bring back some memories.
This is college days for me.
Yeah. You think that you this is like old fogey's home for me, Breakman. You know, this was like that right there. Like, just the video. If you guys seen the video for that Degeneration X thing, it explains the Attitude Era in WWE like to a T. You had like strippers and violence and just badassery all the way around. Yep. That's when WWE was really fucking good, man. I didn't send you no text, Breakman. How dare you? Or Freak 5. Why did I keep saying Breakman? Got Breakman on my mind. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry. I was going to say, in addition to the remastered visuals, the re-release will include a remastered soundtrack with an option to toggle the original version, which you like. The game also includes the Ring Land minigame, which is new to English players, an ability to turn off random encounters, and a gallery mode. So that sounds cool.
Yeah, looks good.
All $29.99. So
yeah. Yep, Freak 5 is exiled. He said that Mama June booty is greater than DQ8.
The only thing that bothers me about the Legend of Mana re-release is that there's apparently no physical release in the West, and the only way to get it is through the Japanese Square Enix store.
As a part of
an expensive collector's edition.
Eric. Physical editions are going to be a thing of the past soon enough, man.
Well, fuck you. I like
you need to get with the times, Eric. Come on, man. Who's the physical copy?
Not with the fucking digital only times.
Digital only, man. Next generation, digital only. Take that.
And the reason it's going to do that is because retailers are going to push them towards it. Like,
yeah.
Space is an important thing.
it is.
Like,
man.
That's why if you go into Meijer now, they don't really have games.
I'll accept it when it happens, but until it does, I'm going to fight tooth and nail for physical.
Well, why?
Got one shelf of games, but mostly it's just like download cards now. And I go into Target and they've just got shelves of download cards.
Digital games preservation is completely awful.
No, it's not.
And then when you buy a game on digital, you're basically buying a license, which means that you might not have access to the games in the future.
MXT, I'm coming for your physical media. You're never going to be able to play anything physical again. It has to be digital only, son of a bitch. And you too, Eric. Get with the times, man.
It sucks when, like, online games are shut off and, like, they're only online games, but... I mean, nobody's going to be playing them anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Even if you want to go back to it and play it in the future, like, there's not... I mean, you're going to turn on the online, there's not going to be anybody on the other end.
Yeah. Well, how about you just buy games that aren't online only? You know, I mean, come on, man. I mean, we don't...
Hey, man, there were some really good online only games.
Yeah, like man, Left 4 Dead. Yeah, but the ones that aren't online only far outnumber the online only ones, man. Like, there's plenty to play.
You can still play Left 4 Dead, though.
Yeah, you can. MXT says they can take my busty cop's VHS tapes, my first porno bought from some guy in high school from his backpack. Oh, really? From my cold dead hands.
Also, VHS tape, really?
Yeah, really? Exactly.
Also, digital streaming 4K movies doesn't compare to actually having a Blu-ray.
That's one thing.
You don't
have
to worry about the artifacting and then the streaming because your internet connection is dependent for that.
That's one thing I actually agree with you on, Eric. For movies, I say there's a lot to be desired with streaming 4K for sure. So,
especially since like not every platform supports your TV.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you've got companies like Comcast who limits how much broadband access you can get.
That's the biggest problem.
If you're doing something like that, you're probably going to get to watch one or two movies a month.
Yep. No, you're right. I run into this problem quite a bit where I run up against the data cap. And data caps are dumb, and there needs to be some type of regulation for all these cable companies, like Brake said, Comcast, I don't know the other ones. Cox is another one.
We have Spectrum.
Spectrum is another big one. AT&T. They all got to get together and say, you know what, we need to offer a service that's just unlimited, you know, because it's becoming more and more people.
They can do it now. They're greedy as fuck.
They are greedy. No question.
Let's just treat it like a phone, which is also bullshit.
Yeah. Let's move on to RPGsite.net. Crosscode, a new home post-game DLC launches on February 26th for PC. So this sort of looks like a RPG Maker game, Eric. I could be wrong. But
no, I kind of understand why there is data caps, though. Because like, there's a very real digital to real world energy consumption going on there. But the way they're dealing with it now is bullshit.
Yeah. No, I understand that, Eric, but... But anyways, on this,
because the more data you consume, the more energy you're using, and the more energy you're using, the worse the environment suffers for.
Well, there's no question about that, Eric. But I mean, we've got a bigger problem with fossil fuels than we ever have with energy consumption, like electricity and stuff. So, if we can get the fossil fuels out, that takes care of like 90% of the issues that we got environmentally. So, but that's coming because there's a lot of new electric-only vehicles coming out, and, you know, all kinds of shit. So there's lots of good stuff, hybrid vehicles, you know, that – like I know the new Prius gets like insane gas mileage, man. It's like 85 miles to the gallon, which is pretty fucking good, you know. I mean,
I'd get a hybrid if they actually had hybrid stations around here, but they're not commonplace yet.
Well, you get something like a Prius, Eric, and you don't need to worry about like plugging in. You put in gas and it's an engine that works as you drive. So it's not a big deal. I have a Prius. But it's an older Prius. I get about 45 miles.
So it only needs a tiny bit amount of gas to start going.
Yeah. I spend probably about 10, 12 bucks every 2 weeks on gas. So that, if that says anything to you, most people spend like 30 a week or more. You know, if you got an SUV, forget it.
I only spend about 20 to 50, depending on how much gas is in my tank, every 2 weeks.
Yeah. All right, let's move on here, Eric. We've got lots of news still to do.
Well, after that Crosscode DLC, so we've got Dandy Ace, which is a roguelite action RPG, which launches for PC on March 25th. And the publisher... Wait, someone's phone's going off.
Sorry.
Publisher NeoWiz and developer Mad Mimic have announced the game that I just said. What is Dandy Ace? It is an over-the-top, fast-paced, roguelike experience that follows a fabulous magician seeking to combine and use his magical cards while fighting and looting his way to defeat the green-eyed illusionist Lele, who's in imprisonment in a cursed mirror. Okay, so it's a roguelike. Sounds like it's got humor and very colorful. Lots of pink and purples. Isometric.
It looks, I was going to say visually, Eric, it looks really, really good. I mean, it's got an unusual, really cool, like you said, purple-reddish aesthetic that just looks like it lends well. I don't know. It's like, it sort of reminds me, this is going to sound weird, but it sort of reminds me of a dark Hades. So there you go. What was I going to say? Oh, I think I figured out in chat why MXT tried to kill Breakman. Because he siphoned MXT's gas. That's probably why. So, all right, Break, what do we got next?
Coming to us live from this website that's still loading. I don't know why you're still loading, RPG site. I'd like to say it's live. Mario Golf Super Rush announced for release on June 25th for Nintendo Switch.
One of the funniest or funnest experiences I've ever had playing games is with Mario Golf, the original. So fun. A lot of fun. I hate golf games, but Mario Golf is a ton of fun.
It's just the fact that you could heckle the other player when they're up to trying to swing, and you're just like, hey, hey!
Yeah, yeah.
I was usually Mario.
Like, try to screw their, you know, try to screw them over. Yeah, yeah, I got you, man. But yeah, this golf looks really good. I think I might pick this one up too. They never have sales, so of course I'm gonna have to pay a full $50.
And I only mentioned it because it has an RPG mode. Finally, Mario Golf gets an RPG mode on the consoles again.
Yeah, yeah, it looks good, man. I mean, I'm down for this.
But game. I don't know. I'd eat the entire Mario Sports series if it might be getting another Golden Sun, because or anything else, because Camelot does nothing but Mario games. You fuckers at Nintendo basically made them slaves to a single franchise.
Yeah, and Camelot, they have a lot of talented people working at Camelot for sure. Wyland is back in chat. He says, I really wish they announced another Mario Kart or F-Zero. F-Zero, not so much. Wyland, just because of the difficulty of that. But Mario Kart, yeah, hell yeah, man. That's coming, though. You know that's coming, Wyland. I mean,
I kind of wish they made this game more cartoony than realistic, but it's basically the sequel to NES Golf. I mean, Mario Golf was always kind of that, but it was definitely more arcadey.
Yeah, this game looks good, though. I don't like golf games, but I've always liked the Mario Golf games, and this one looks really, really
good. It looks like you race each other to get the right to do the first hit on your par or course or whatever.
Wario has, like, red and white plaid pants in this break. That alone is worth getting this fucking game for, man.
Wow.
Mario Golf Super Rush coming June 25th. Hey, Square, can we get another Chrono game, MXT says. Yes. Why not? Keep banging that drum, MXT, on Twitter. You know, that's the way that these developers get, you know.
I'd like to have a console release based on the DS version of Chrono Trigger, not just ripping its script like they did with the PC and mobile releases.
Yeah. All right,
completely fucking up the PC release.
Yeah. Well, here's something that's not going to be fucked up. Coming to us from RPGsite.net, Tactical RPG Project Triangle Strategy announced for Nintendo Switch. Demo available on Nintendo eShop. So
working title. You have to add that.
Yeah, the working title. I didn't see the trailer before. I'm trying to figure out, like, if there's gameplay.
It is basically Tactics Ogre, but with the people that worked on Octopath.
Trying to
graphically
see.
It looks pretty, but for God's sakes, come up with a name, please.
Yeah, it does look really pretty, and if you're into strategy RPGs,
it probably will just be triangle strategy. Oh, that's what happened with Octopath.
Yeah,
that's also what happened with Bravely Default.
God, the game looks really good, though. I have to say, like, it does have a real pretty. It looks like Octopath. That's the best way that I can describe it. Looks like Octopath.
Except the developer is completely different. It's instead of a choir.
Yeah, and it's tactical. It's not turn-based strategy. Well, it might be turn-based.
Play this.
Yeah,
no, it is turn-based. It's just isometric.
Yeah, tactical. Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Wyland says, I've been replaying Mario Kart Double Dash. I don't remember the unlocks being so hard to do. They were, Wyland. That's a great game, though, Mario Kart Double Dash. Okay, Eric, you're up next.
Let's see, we've got Age of Calamity is getting DLC and the season pass to go with it. Or rather, that's how you'll be paying for it, because they don't have individual pricing schemes for the DLC content. Oof. Unlike Smash.
Yeah.
But it's only $20, so at least it's not $30 like Pokemon. Yeah. Or any of the DLC or fighter passes for Smash.
I gotta say, for $20, it better be fairly beefy, you know? I mean, this is... when they say expansion pass, like for most games, I don't know about this game in particular, but mostly all that means is we didn't put everything we wanted in the game, so we're going to hold back a little bit, and then you're going to pay for it later type thing. That's mostly what that means. So
it looks like it's only 2 packs of DLC, which is probably why it's only 20 bucks.
Yeah. I don't know if it'd be worth it.
It's like you get a free costume and a weapon for just purchasing those pass.
Yep. All right, Break.
You can use immediately, otherwise, or rather may. Never mind.
Yeah. All right, Break. Real quick announcement here.
Going to us live from RPG site, Tales of Vesperia Definitive Edition has sold 1 million copies worldwide, so congrats to them.
Yeah, I bought this game. It's good. It's just really fucking hard, but Tales games.
I'll probably have to get it at some point, too.
Yeah, it's cheap now. It's like less than 20 bucks. You know, all the Tales games are really good. They're just, the difficulty is, you know, is one thing, you know. All right, let's move on to the next story from RPGsite.net. Everybody's favorite game of 2020, Marvel's Avengers. For PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS.
I know, right?
Launches on March 18th alongside Operation Hawkeye storyline. So there's the story. Nobody plays this game. Nobody likes this game. It's a very bland, vanilla piece of shit. I'm just going to call it like it is. That's just everything that I've heard from everybody. I don't want any part of this game. At first I was really, really excited for Marvel's Avengers.
I think the only people that like it are the types of people who will just consume anything.
Yeah, I think you're right. There is something to that. MXT says Ultimate Alliance 3 is greater than Avengers, and Ultimate Alliance 3 kind of sucked, man. But I agree, it's better than the Avengers.
I want to buy Ultimate Alliance 3, but it's still so expensive because of little Nintendo.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Eric.
Steven Universe Unleash the Light is coming to consoles. And this is the mobile game. The second mobile game. So it's finally getting ported to the Switch. And coming to Steam on February 19th. So that already happened to this day.
Yeah. I've never seen Steven Universe, so I'm curious if this is going to be a good game or not. So there's no video or gameplay or nothing like that. But looks like a cutesy art, so.
I heard it was a decent time waster, but I don't know how expensive this is.
Yeah. I mean, it's got a cute graphic style that I kind of dig, you know. I mean, kind of cartoony, obviously, and stuff like that. No trailer, so we'll just have to see when it comes out. So there you go. Grumpy. I like the developer's name, Grumpy Face Studios. That's pretty awesome. All right, Breakman, you're up.
Coming to us live from RPG site, action-adventure RPG, We Are Legion, Rome, announced for PlayStation, Xbox, and PC. Doesn't specifically say what version of Xbox or PlayStation. Yeah, I would guess they mean the modern era of Xbox or PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X, but it doesn't say that, so it might be both.
I think it's both. They just don't want a bunch of text showing up on your screen, so...
I'm looking here.
I don't want to confuse people, so they're just mentioning
it. Well, they failed. They got the hell out of me.
There's absolutely zero gameplay on the trailer.
It says PlayStation and Xbox consoles, so that implies both.
Guessing...
Possibly PC or PS4 and Xbox One with upgrade paths.
Yeah. MXC might be interested in this. He's big on he knows a lot about like Rome and you know that whole era of like you know Augustus Caesar and all that type of stuff.
He knows a lot about men in loincloths.
Yes, that's exactly what
we
I'm saying.
We always play Shadows of Rome and then hate the stealth sections because it's because he's the worst character to do stealth.
MXT is a loincloth expert. Break. So you know we'll have to like ask him about this game when it comes out. So.
MXT, how much did you like Odyssey?
It's on almost all the.
I mean,
systems.
Sure, that's Greek, not Rome, but hey, whatever.
Yeah. It says all. I think it's going to be on all systems. MXT. That's what we were talking about.
What they said in the article was Xbox and PlayStation consoles, but didn't say specifically what it was. So I'm thinking maybe they're trying to put it on the PlayStation 4 and the. in the Xbox.
So it might be a Cyberpunk situation where it just plays like ass.
Yeah,
yeah,
maybe.
That's what I'm thinking it might be, and which is why they wouldn't want to announce it. Like, no, no, don't look at that.
Yeah, don't look
here.
At this one. Yeah.
No, not over there. No, not behind the curtain. God damn it, I said not behind the curtain.
Right. Freak 5 says something that I'm not going to agree with, but you'll be surprised. He says, busty cops are greater than DQ8. Maybe equal, Freak 5? Depends on the busty cops. If they look
yeah,
like
Yeah, Origins is a better game than Odyssey, and I didn't even finish Odyssey, because Odyssey doesn't respect your time, and everything takes forever to do.
Yeah. Bernie just got in the room. She dyed her hair. It looks good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it looks really good. It's like a red, like a... Wow, that's really red. It looks good. I don't even know what to say.
Seriously, I think I spent like 30 hours in the game and I only got to the halfway point where you start doing the assassinations of key figures to advance the story.
Yeah.
Frank, when your woman colors her hair red, that's when you start cracking jokes about how hot it is and she's on fire and stuff like that. Frank.
Holy shit! Bernie's hair's on fire right now, guys.
That's not what I meant, Frank. Oh. God damn it.
Damn it.
That's not how you flirt with a woman. What is wrong with you?
Holy shit, the house is going to catch fire because of Bernie's hair. It's on fire. Ah! Yeah. No, it does. It looks good. It's a fiery red, and it's very complimentary. So it's very nice, very nice. Okay, let's see. MXT says, I like Odyssey Origins. Was way better through story-wise, though story-wise. The end of Odyssey was pretty badass, but it definitely didn't pace itself.
Bayek is the best Assassin's Creed character. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Does the carpet match the drapes? Freak 5 is asking. I will not answer that question. I could answer that question.
Why dye the pubic hair? Why not just shave it?
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of hard work to dye the pubic hair is what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's no matching the carpet.
Yeah, you should say it's a hardwood floor.
Yeah, it's hardwood. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Well, I mean, hardwood, you know what I'm saying? Okay, let's see. MXT says Valhalla isn't bad, but it's tries too hard.
I
kind of want
to play Valhalla, but I also get the feeling that it's also much like Cyberpunk, buggy as shit, and I'm just waiting for it to not be buggy.
Yeah. All right, let's move on here. Coming to us from RPGsite.net, story-driven RPG VED announced for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC. It's set to release in 2022, so I don't know why we're talking about it now.
Violet Electric Death, is that what that means?
Very educated dumbasses? I don't know, man. Bernie's in chat, she says, right, we need to make the guys blush.
I only suggested Violent Electric Death because he seems to be doing some shocking shit going on.
It does, I mean, it has a really cool art style, I will say that, and it's turn-based, which is cool, so... I'm down to play this, but, I mean, 2022, we shouldn't even be talking about it. All right, break. Or wait, I'm sorry. Eric, you get the last story.
There's a character in this game called Gurgi.
Gurgi.
From fucking Black Cauldron.
But vagina-enabled dick break, man, really?
Oh, D, it's a D. My bad, you're right.
All right, Eric.
See, we've got Disciples Legion, which is a strategy RPG. Why does it take forever for this stuff to load? Set to release quarter 4, 2021, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series X, and Xbox One PC.
Okay.
And Calypso Media is a publisher and developer is Freema Studio. And let's see. Says it's a mature dark fantasy RPG with turn-based combat. Liberate the land of Nevendar, and uncover the endless stories hidden within. 80-plus hours of single player campaign. I don't know about that. That's not a selling point. You shouldn't try to make your game super long. Promise lots of content, but don't tell us. That it's going to take 100 hours, because that's going to be a turn off to some people.
It's going to take 100 hours to do the main story, or is it just like 100 hours of filling and shit?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't like if you can pull off a game that
is more than 270 quests.
Oh, well, that's good. That's a lot.
Five unique endings. You think with that much time, it'd be more than five.
I mean, development is hard, Eric. Development is hard. Okay, anything else on this, Eric?
Still, I mean, I'll play a long-ass RPG, probably, even if it is poorly paced, like Trails of Cold Steel 3 and 4. I'd much rather have a much tighter experience.
Yeah, I don't mind, because when they say... Usually I double the time anyways. Like, if an RPG says it takes 40 hours, usually it takes me 80 hours, because I just... I grind until my fingers bleed sometimes.
But, and it's because you stop and look at all the little details and stuff. Like, oh, I can't believe how well that animated that blade of grass right there. Oh, that is really neat.
It's more
and
like...
And you walk into a building and you'll see a sign and you're looking at the sign for like an hour. Like, oh, that's pretty... All these little details they put in this game are amazing.
How dare you, Breakman.
Staring it's, at it for it's an more hour like, for some reason.
It's more like if I run across a female NPC, it's like, which... camera angle can I get the best side boob, you know, like that's...
How can I sexually harass this woman? Why is that not a game feature? What the hell?
Yeah, exactly. Like, why can't I just reach my hands out and, like, grab things, you know, stuff
yeah,
like
I
that.
I was trying to grab her ass, but this fucking game sucks.
Exactly. Freak Pie says, I'm still, he's talking about Skyward Sword, I'm still mad that it was 30 minutes into the game before you got to swing the sword for the first time. A couple nights ago, I was playing Friday the 13th. I was Jason.
I don't know. That might be you problem. I'm not so eager to get into combat.
So his problem is swinging or what?
Couple nights ago,
Zelda, I'm always eager to explore. So me not being able to use a sword for that long isn't a problem.
Yeah. Couple nights ago, I was playing Friday the 13th. I was Jason, and some little kid in game chat was whining for me not to kill him. Kind of defeats
the
purpose.
Oh, we won't know where this goes.
Yeah. I know how it went. Freak 5 just took his machete and cut off his head. That's what happened, man. Which is what you should have done. I mean, there's no whining in Friday the 13th, man. Come on. All right.
There's a lot of whining in Friday the 13th. Please don't kill me. Don't kill me.
That's actually true. All right. So of course I killed him. I love going all Anakin on little kids. That's fucked up, Freak 5. How dare you? He did that to me, man. Although, you know, when I played, I still remember, like, if I wouldn't have moved, like, Freak 5 would have never fucking found
me,
man.
Can you do
like,
a pee your pants animation?
I wish, man, because that game gives me anxiety. I was playing with Freak 5 a long time ago, and it was funny because I was behind a door, and
Just think if it's like a weird defense mechanism where just Jason says, oh, you pissed your pants, you smell, I'm leaving.
Yeah, or something like that. Like, it's a temporary deterrent if you pee your pants. That would be actually kind of cool. Anyways, I was, like, behind this door, and I saw Freak. Like,
or mask your scent so he can't find you.
Yeah. Anyways, I saw Freak in the doorway. He was playing as Jason. And I just stayed there for a second. I'm like, oh, shit, he's going to get me. And I started running, and that's when he saw me. If I would have just stayed there, he would have never found me, and that would have been badass. Let's see. And then the little bastard came back as Tommy and was calling me the N-word, so I killed him again. Good, man. Fuck that. Okay, break. You're up next.
Little kids think they're so edgy. Yeah, I found a dirty word online. Salt you online.
I'm part of the reason why I don't like playing online, man. And that and everybody is better than I am. And I
yeah, just if you're going to play online, just do it with friends. Don't do it with randos.
Yeah.
Or if you're going to do it with randos, you could be like me who is being a dick or just don't use headphones. Which is what I usually don't do anymore.
Don't use voice chats.
Yeah, yeah.
Because anymore, it's like there's people who either want to like friend you and they want to work with you, even though like you've never played with them before, or they just want to be douchebags and they're saying random shit.
Yeah, I think it's 75% douchebags and 25% of people who are meh, you know, don't really care one way or the other. All right, break. What do we got?
Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Famicom Detective Club Collector's Edition includes an art book. Oh, okay. Yeah. Nintendo revealed that they're direct. Let me see. This game will include both Famicom Detective Club The Missing Heir and Famicom Detective Club The Girl Who Stands Behind on a single cartridge. That's The Girl Who Stands Behind?
I want her to stand in front.
Yeah, like that's it's like some like why did you end the sentence right there? Just because?
What? Maybe she's always behind everything.
I guess she's behind every world conspiracy. That bitch. the Famicom Detectives Club Collector's Edition will be in Japan. Be a Japan exclusive release and debuts on May 14th for 9,980 yen.
Talk about underselling the game in North America by not giving us any kind of comparable collection. I mean, sure, we don't have the history that Japan does, but they could at least give us like a soundtrack or something.
Well, listen to what you get with this collector's edition. 174-page art book includes a character art created for the remastered version of the game, as well as designs, documents from original game's development. Also included in the set will be two reprints of promotional flyers from the game's original release and a 75-song official soundtrack.
That is fantastic. That would be worth it, man. 170.
So here's the thing, though. This is a Japanese-only release. I don't think.
And there's no word about an English translation.
Yeah. No. The English games, the games are being localized, but I think they're going to be digital-only, considering there doesn't seem to be a comparable CE in the North America. And the direct didn't mention anything about there being a single release. There are going to be two separate releases.
Freak 5 says, we had Chinese for dinner. My fortune cookie says I will get a gift from an unusual source. Yeah, my nuts in
your
mouth.
You're going to get chlamydia from a hooker.
From a hooker.
What's even odder is that Nintendo decided not to localize the voice acting at all.
That's so weird.
So it's still in Japanese.
So weird. I mean, kind of cool in a way.
Nintendo has been having Japanese audio options in its games, but that's usually accompanied by a dub. To them to not do a dub at all is just odd.
Freak 5 says, which reminds me, Frank, didn't you say you were going to send me something for my birthday last month? Indeed I did, Freak 5. It's in the mail, Freak 5. It's in the mail. Just keep... every day, just open up your mailbox and just anticipate.
Here's something that's weird. You can opt for a downloadable version of the collection, which gives you all the swag, but instead of the game cartridge, you get digital code for the two games.
Hey, Freak, I remember asking you to send me your address again on the Twitter, and that's probably why I didn't send it out. Plus, I forget a lot of shit, so... Yeah, and I am. I'm sending...
Another thing to note. This collection doesn't indicate whether or not, like, this special Japanese-only edition doesn't indicate whether or not there'll be English language options.
Yeah. Break. I'm sending Freak 5 a package wrapped in panties worn by me. So, there you go. All right. Last story coming to us from... this is a new source. Anime Aru. Anime Maru. Persona 5 Royal coming to PC. So that's there you go. Yeah. That's a big story.
I had to look for this one because I saw it on my phone during when I was looking at Google search, and it showed up. And then I had to look for it here, but none of the other sites have mentioned it. I mean, then again, maybe they did and I missed it because it was like 3 or 2 days ago.
Yeah. See, it'll be available at the Epic Game Store starting March 30th for the low price of $60. So there you go.
What's with Epic Game Store throwing money at companies, the companies obliging, but them also releasing the game at a higher markup?
Yeah, I don't know, man. So weird. Okay.
This is the Epic Game Store, so maybe it will eventually show up as a free game at some point.
Yeah. All right, no real homie discounts unless you guys have anything to bring.
So I guess the Steam release is next year.
Yeah. Break. Should I play your music? All right, Break. Dear Break, man, what do we got?
I've actually got two questions and a comment. I'm going to save the one question for next week, but I'm going to go ahead and start with the comment.
Okay.
This is from MXT, actually, on Twitter. So, the MXT on Twitter said, I hereby proclaim this week's RP Grinders to be the RLG Rush Limbaugh Grinders. A tribute show to the RP Grinders' inspiration and favorite talk show.
We'll talk about Rush here in a little bit. guys and gals. We'll definitely talk about
all our favorite things too. We should talk about like our favorite actor Shia LaBeouf maybe too.
Oh, maybe, know? Maybe. All right, what else we got, Break?
Okay, and like I said, I've got two questions. I'm going to save that one, even though I like that one better, the second one, in exchange for the one that I've got from last week, which I was not able to do. He said, dear RP Grinders, like, was that last week?
It might be the week before.
No, I think we did this one. Actually, yeah, to the back. It says the fifth. So I think we did do this one.
Okay.
Did we do the one about Whiteface? Yeah, I think we did. Okay, never mind.
Okay, never mind. Okay. You're good? Next. We don't have nothing else?
Yeah, I guess. No, I've got another question. He asked another question.
Okay.
He said, RP Grinders, ask Breakman. This is from Freak 5 Chaos. After a friend's daughter's pet pig dies, how long should I wait before asking what they're doing with the body? This is one of the dumbest questions ever, because if you've waited to ask, they're already going to eat it. You've lost out on getting some delicious ham for waiting. I mean, why? Why would you do that?
Yeah, never hesitate when it comes to food, man.
Yeah, as soon as you found out the pig was dead and were about to die, you should have been, like, camped out on their front porch and waiting or something.
Yeah, with a fork and knife, like, in hand and a bib, you know, just ready.
Yeah, exactly. You bring your own utensils. You're not putting them out. They don't have to do any dishes because of you.
Right. That's exactly right. I hear that, Brickman.
Actually, I want to touch this on this game, but if the situation changes, we're going to have to amend the statement about Persona 5 coming to PC, because it doesn't cite any sources, and like I said, I can't find it anywhere else.
Okay, if we're wrong, we're wrong, but, you know, whatever.
I just want to say that right now.
You know what we're definitely not wrong about, Eric? Pigs. Mm-hmm. We're definitely not wrong about that.
I like bacon.
Yeah, he needed this answer last Friday. Well, you were already too late anyway. It's kind of the point. I know. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. Like, but if you have to ask the question about a dead pig, like, you're already missing the chance to eat that pig.
That's right. So it's your own fault, Freak 5. You missed out on opportunity. You know. So, pig died last Thursday.
They probably had him on the barbecue by that evening.
Yeah, like on a one of those. What do they call those? Spoke
the
like
thing
the
it's on.
Yeah, it's like the spoke, like put it on a spoke.
I thought
it
was called a spit.
Spit. There you go. That's it. There you go.
Which is weird because you know you don't spit on a spit. So
right.
We didn't do
that's
the
right.
Whitefish question yet. I thought we did that last week. Okay, maybe or the week before. I was thinking. Okay, I'll do that one then.
Okay.
Since I think we're all in agreement on this one, like yeah. I'm sorry to tell you, but you've lost pork. I mean, it's delicious. It's not our fault. They're smart.
Another reason I think it might be suspicious is because I don't have a press release stating it.
Yeah. Okay.
He said, RP Grinders, he asked Dear Breakman, would it be offensive to wear whiteface to avoid getting shot by the cops?
I mean, it might be like someone checked the listing somewhere, and those new listings usually end up proving true. They just haven't announced it yet.
Yeah, yeah. What's the question again, Break?
Would it be offensive to wear whiteface to avoid getting shot by the cops?
No. As a matter of fact, it's encouraged, and I've been thinking about doing that, Freak 5, just like putting on whiteface and just like going out in the world. It sort of like reminds me of you, Breakman. You might remember that. Did you ever watch SNL back in the day?
Yeah, I've watched some. It's never something I've watched religiously.
Okay, did you ever see the skit with Eddie Murphy, like going way back with Eddie Murphy, where he like dressed up as a white guy? They put on this like suit and like mask, and it looked really good actually for back in the day.
I remember more like recent times of Dave Chappelle doing it.
Yeah,
you know, like a Chappelle show, for instance.
Oh God, I love the Chappelle show. I just watched that last night, man. So good,
fantastic. Like the first episode, he wears white face.
Yeah. okay. So yeah. I was talking about like that Eddie Murphy episode where he dressed up like as a white guy, and like he would go on the buses and stuff, and like random white people would just give him money and stuff, and he's like, oh, so this is what it's like being white, you know, and he's like. Like, everywhere he went, he just got, like, all kinds of money from people and, like, favors and, you know,
I'm going to redact this now. It's apparently a satire site.
Oh, boy. Okay. That's weird because that sounded like a real true story, Eric.
PS5 or Persona 5 not coming to PC then?
Well, at least not as of yet.
Okay. But yeah, that's
so, as far as the white face, I don't know if it would fool the police, though. Like, I mean, you gotta, because I'm thinking of, like, the people I've seen where, like, the blackface usually, like, they only cover, like, part of their face.
Well, they're
like,
pretty...
who are they trying to fool, for instance?
Well, cops would be easy to fool. They're all dumb, man. I mean, have you seen what it takes to get in to be a police officer, break? You have to have, like, an IQ of, like, I don't know, above 40, and you could be in, you know, so.
Dude, that's. I don't know if I can do that. anyway, back to the white face. I mean, if you can get away with fooling them, yes, but I don't know if you can or not. Because it depends on the cops, because some of them cops are trained. I mean, they train hours and hours a day to spot a black man. That's their main job.
Yeah, you better be sure that every part of your body is, like, covered in white face.
And you can't go out, like, on a hot day because you might, like, sweat and, you know, the paint runs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like I said, they've got the programs where they train them to hunt down minorities and spot them especially. It's risky. You gotta get good makeup, man. Really good makeup.
You know, it's kind of the reason why I always wear like heavy metal T-shirts and like hats, like caps. You know, like with weird band logos and, like, I don't know, pentagrams and shit like that, so I could, like, try to blend in, you know.
All right. Gonna have to get like Hollywood level makeup, I think. But then Frank's right. There are, like, a lot of dumb cops who obviously they'd be easy to fool. So I need to paint my dick white too.
Yeah, you. But for you, Freak, you're gonna need a microscope and, like, you know, one of those, like, teeny paintbrushes, and that might help. But or you could just hope What's that?
He only has to paint his dick if he's going to go into the South and he's planning on going to a bar, because cops always check out the dicks in bars.
Yes.
When they go in the bathrooms. Yeah. I don't know why that is in the South, but that's what cops do. So just if you're going to the South, you have to paint away. I think the rest of the time, you're probably okay.
Exactly. Anything else, Breakman?
Oh, man, I'm just worried for you. I can't guarantee your safety if you do it, unless you're using, like, Hollywood-level makeup.
Yeah, Hollywood-level makeup and, like, make sure any that's why Freak 5 is asking if he should paint his dick white too, because he's always exposed, you know. So,
okay, I see what you're saying. You know, he runs around naked, apparently. Right. Well, no, a lot of paint.
He doesn't run around naked. He just runs around with, like, his pants, like, half undone, you know, like just walking around hoping that some rando chick is...
Oh, and I almost forgot. You're going to need a wig, too.
Yeah. Yeah, like...
You're going to have to cover your hair.
Like a comb-over wig. You know, something like that.
Something like, you know, like one of those bald ones, like a Patrick Stewart wig.
Yeah,
you know?
or like one with a part, you know, just on one side, you know, and combed perfect, you know, over. That might work. I mean, stuff like that, you know. All right, anything else, Break?
I'm just trying to make sure he's secure and he's safe out there.
Be safe, Freak 5. We need Dear Breakman questions on a weekly basis, so you got to keep yourself safe. okay.
Just avoid the police.
And if you do that, you'll get extra money from people, like, on the bus and stuff, you know, so just remember that. Let's see. Freak 5 says, I try to avoid going to the South. My wife is white. Cops in the South hate black men having sex with white. Oh, there's no question about that, Freak 5. I mean, that's...
Well, they will actually hang you for that. That is like the number one lynching reason, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of the reasons. I mean, they're just being bigoted.
Well, besides just being a minority in general. But, I mean, like, that's number one, like, offense,
yeah,
isn't it?
The number one thing that riles racist white people is, you know, when people have interracial... relationships, you know. For some reason, that's really weird, even though, like, anybody can have kids with anybody, you know, like black people can have kids with white, you know the deal, but it's just so stupid, like, so dumb. But yeah, just make sure to paint everything that's exposed, Freak 5, and that for you, that includes your package. So there you go.
But you're not going to be able to have sex unless you buy, like, easy to remove and reapply paint.
Well, either that or you could buy, like, a white condom. You know, just walk around with that. That might work, you know. This show's so dumb sometimes, Frank.
Peach flesh tone.
Yeah, flesh tone white condom, you know. Like, can you imagine? You know what? A company should do that. Like, make, like flesh-colored, like, whether it's black, white, brown, whatever, colored.
If only they made condoms that were like not only flesh colored, but they also were textured to feel like real dick. so that people can, that complain that it's not the same as having it raw.
Yeah,
if you make it feel raw,
like add veins to the condom.
Yeah, veins and like shit like that. Maybe you could even add like a mini motor and put like a vibration, on there. That'd be awesome. We need to move on, man. This show just gets stupider and stupider. Mm-hmm. All right.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Break.
I've actually been playing a lot because of, well, obviously I wasn't here last week. I was going to say last week I beat Code Vein.
Oh, right on.
I enjoyed it, but I got the best ending. Apparently that's the easiest one to get.
There's two variations of that. There's their normal best ending, and then there's the extra scene that requires a little extra work.
How the hell do you know all this, Eric? Like, you know almost everything about...
I got the platinum. Well, no, I didn't get the platinum. The last thing I need to do to get the platinum is just to grind all those stupid medals of honor or whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah, that one. Like, apparently it's easier to do if you do it with another player online. But it's still, apparently you need like 400 of them or something.
Oh, to get 300.
300 to get that. It's like, that's stupid. I think I've got a total of 3 in my entire playthrough.
3.
I'm going to do it, but just slowly at a time.
Yeah, but to get the other endings, you have to play through the game again and again. And I'm just like, even though I'm like super powered at this point and I can probably easily bleach through those, I'm like, I don't have a desire to play through this game again like that. Just...
What kind of build did you go with? Because I made a big honking sword and just blocked everything with that, and then just destroyed everything.
I mainly was like just in there beating everything with power. Just what was I'm trying to use? What's the blood code I used the most?
Rogue type ones.
I can't remember the name of
it. Stuff.
It was more strength based, I think.
Yeah.
Based on probably high strength and high stamina.
Yeah, I just use my skills and demolish things with it.
Yeah, those are actually really fun. Like, using magic in this game is a lot more enjoyable than some other games, like Final Fantasy XV, for instance.
Yeah. Wyland says, I just did an arcade run of Tatsunoko versus Capcom. Love that game.
Well, I hope the magic's better in 16, because 15's idea of magic's kind of lame. It's like, let's make a grenade and throw it at people.
Yes.
16 is shaping up to be a great Final Fantasy game, by the way, guys. It's looking good. Looking really good.
It's being made by one of the directors of Devil May Cry 5, so that makes this is going to feel more like that game, probably.
Yeah. What were you saying, Break? What else have you been playing?
Okay, what else have I been playing? So I don't know if I'm going to go back to finishing, maybe playing through that. Actually, I might, if the DLC goes on sale again, I might buy that and play for the DLC a little bit. I've also played, basically, most of my time playing two other games. The remake of Dead or Alive, or Dead Rising. When I say Dead or Alive,
Dead or Alive. You were thinking about bouncing boobs, man. That's what you were thinking.
Yeah. And I've been playing the remake of Dead Rising, which is, I like the original game. Doesn't seem like they did any improvements to it, so there's still like the. I guess except for the text they made larger, everything else is the gameplay seems exactly the same. So, if you had complaints about the original, you're going to still have the same complaints. It seems.
Yeah.
I think they added a save file too. You can get more saves. I guess.
Oh, that's a big.
I remember people crying about that. Yeah. I wasn't. I was never like I didn't really care about that because the whole point of the game is you go through and you try and get stronger, and if you aren't strong enough and they kill you. Oh, well, you start over and you continue from where you were and you get stronger.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
And you learn, and as you play through, you really learn the layout of the land and stuff, and you're in less need of the guide of telling you where to go.
I'm kind of mad that Tatsunoko versus Capcom isn't going to get an HD release because that also will require license wrangling that Capcom probably doesn't want to get into again.
Yeah.
Sorry, I beat Dead Rising already once. I think I got the worst ending, or one of the bad endings out of that. So I'm going to play through it again, of course. And
oh, yeah, speaking of Dead Rising.
Trying to save different people.
All the Dead Rising games except for 3, because 3 is exclusive to Microsoft. are on sale on PSN right now for like pretty low.
That's cool.
That's cool.
What else have you been playing, Break?
And I think Dead Rising is a Games of Gold this month, so you get that before that ends.
I like Dead Rising games. I like the creativity of making your own weapons in the second one, and I never played the third one or fourth one, unfortunately.
I like all of them. I played all of them. I never beat any of them, but I like all those games. They're fun.
So the other game I've been playing is a game I talked about. I know we've read articles on it before a few times, the game Haven,
which
is a unique RPG, and I say unique because it's based on a couple. The two people run away from the base of their home they wanted to be together. So this is a actual like relationship thing going on. It's like I've never seen in a game like a real couple spending their time together at all time, you know, and they're just having like normal couple conversations, and they argue about stuff, and you know, they'll complain with each other and stuff.
I still need to play that for review, but
and if you let the controller down, like they'll just stop and kiss each other, other a hug or something, and like when they're flying, they'll sometimes grab each other's hands.
I love the concept of this game, Break. We've talked about this game.
Yeah,
I heard it's got a couple flaws, though. So.
Well, yeah, there are definitely flaws to it. Like, it's not very descriptive on where to, like, north, south, west, east, like, which way you're going at any time, for instance. Like, there's no compass. That would help. Mm. Because I'll forget, like, if I've gone this way, well, because the exits, there's, I forget what they're called, the flows. You have to open the flow, and I can't tell, like, because there's no compass if I'm going that way. If I'm going north or east.
You think there'd at least be a quest marker somewhere, but whatever.
Yeah, something like that. It doesn't seem like it's going to be an overly long game, but I'm enjoying the whole, like, relationship aspect of
it. Yeah, I get the feeling it's like a 10-hour game at most.
Yeah, probably not too long, except if you're like me, who spend a lot of time in the in their spaceship, just doing stuff, having conversations and shit like that. And I was gonna say it's not like all the violence in the game isn't really violence until I got to a certain point where now you're fighting robots and it is violence. But what you were actually doing was trying to cleanse the local animals of what they'd been inflicted with. So you're actually helping them by fighting them. But then robots show up. Now you're just fighting them because they're dicks. They're robots. They gotta die.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a nice little game. But for the fact that like it's just two people, they talk openly about sex. And they have a lot of sex, too, actually. There's nothing shown. There's nothing, unfortunately, like that. There's one like kind of nude scene, but it's like an Austin Powers-type nude scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Freak 5 asks, do they go to sleep and the guy pokes her with his penis hoping to have sex and she says she has a headache?
Not yet. That hasn't happened yet.
It's
nice to have like a couple, like they go to bed together and like you know, they should lay on his chest sometimes or just really, I don't know how else to describe it. Just I really love like that. I've never seen like this type of relationship in a game, like a real, like young, like they're like dorkly in love, you know, like they're this cute dork type couple, you know.
Now, that's really cool. I'm glad to hear that you're having fun with that game, Break, because I'm like you. I want like. When I say mature, I don't necessarily mean like all kinds of sex and although
well, like
that's
I said, there's no nudity. They just
they can't do it because otherwise they get an AOL rating. So.
Yeah, but they talk openly about sex. You know, like they're like a good couple. Like they have
they're
great conversation skills between each other. You know what I mean? Yeah. They communicate well. Which makes a great couple.
They're also talking in chat about the Mortal Kombat trailer, which I just watched while you were talking about the games you were playing.
I have to read what Freak just said.
Does she get mad because
he accidentally stuck it in her butt? Accidentally.
Accident.
Yeah. Probably, Freak 5.
Okay, so the Lost Vikings, Rock and Roll Racing, and Blackthorn are available as part of the Blizzard Arcade Collection.
Oh, Rock and Roll Racing's fantastic. $20. Why didn't that never get a sequel? It got a fucking shitty sequel. Why didn't it never get, like, a remake? Why don't we get some real RPG from Rock and Roll Racing?
Yeah. Yeah, that reminds me. They gave each of these games away for free if you went to their store or on BlizzNet and got the PC versions for free. Hmm. But now you get to buy them.
Yeah. Guys, this Mortal Kombat trailer looking fucking good, man. Rated R. There's a Red Band trailer for it too, and oof, does it look good? It looks like they went all out, like with fatalities and.
I was worried it's going to be a PG-13.
Nope, I guarantee it's a hard R, Eric. It looks good, man. Now they might come out with a PG-13 version. You know, like cut out everything good about Mortal Kombat, and then.
I saw a softcore porn like that once. They were showing it in the middle of the day. I'm like, oh my god! Like it was like a Skinamax movie.
Yeah, I've seen
and
those.
Like,
from...
I saw like, oh, what the hell? What's this on at 2 o'clock in the day? So I put it on. And
have either of you
they
two
just
watched...
skip past the sex scenes? Yeah.
Have either of you two watched the Golden Boys series?
Golden Boys? No, I did watch The Boys.
It's an anime.
Oh no!
From like the '90s.
No, I'd never seen it, Eric.
It's actually based on a manga called Golden Boy. Same thing.
You know, that vaguely sounds familiar. I maybe have seen it, Eric, but
I've always wondered about it, but I've never got the chance to watch it.
Yeah, because I like a lot of old school anime, like Serial Experiments Lane and Boogie Pop Phantom and, you know, shit like that. But
I mean, it's like relatively tame compared to the fan service garbage that we get today.
Yeah.
But I almost prefer it that way because a lot of the fan service stuff is delving in some pretty awful territory now.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Break.
I've seen some modern anime that I'm just why is this trend of suddenly every anime like girls grabbing each other's boobs? Like,
that's molestation. There's no way to make that funny.
Yeah, like they're grabbing each other's boobs. Like this is like against their will and I don't know.
There's this whole subculture.
It's a weird twin. And of course, they're always the Japanese twin of every girl worships the one guy. You know.
Yeah. 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 And, there's this weird.
But another one that really bothers me is the sexualization of like the sisters, the younger sister and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I've seen that a lot lately too. Like I forget which show I was watching, but the young sister was like, since the family hated him, I'm gonna love him in every single way. Like throwing herself at him sexually, and I was like, wow, what?
Yeah, that's not real life, you know.
This kind of stuff, though, I know. Just that's
all right, break.
But it's you get the idea. It's like real fetish type stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's a time and place for fetishization, but I think you've gone to the extremes that you shouldn't have.
Yeah, yeah, like the whole "I want to fuck my sister" thing. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're playing to the South in the United States. All right, we need to move on, break. What else have you been playing?
That's it.
Okay, Eric, what have you been playing?
Just more Bravely Second. I'm on Chapter 5. I'm going to try to get the game beat by the end of the next week because Bravely Default 2 comes out. I mentioned this last week, but I played some more East 9 after I had beaten it. I still haven't written the review. I just tried to play Nightmare Run, and then I decided, I'll shelf this for now, and I'll play Neo Remastered. And I got the Platinum for that game, so...
Yay! Awesome.
And so I moved on to Neo 2. I thought I was going to play Control when I didn't have any room for Neo 2, because it requires double the amount of installation room, because it also, the update also is the same file size as the actual game.
Wow.
So that was 100 gigs worth of shit I had to keep free. Because Sony still hasn't fixed the issue where it does two installations of your game when it installs.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's a big problem I'm having with my PS5. I'm already out of fucking space, man. And I think I only got like fucking 7 or 8 games.
So I played Neo 2 Remastered for a bit. The game has an English dub, but all the characters have European, British sounding or English accents. Weird. And it's weird because they're not particularly very good. And I think the only reason they actually allowed a dub for this release in the first place is because it was cheap.
Yeah.
And finding good voice acting will require money that they don't want to spend. And the fact that COVID happened and getting them to record was probably difficult.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you've been playing, Eric?
I mean, like, yeah, the game released last year before the pandemic hit, or after the pandemic hit, but the recording was probably done before, but I imagine stuff was still going on before the release.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, there was no other games I played. I almost thought I did, but then I decided against it, and I forgot I actually did that, so...
All right. I've been playing MPQ, and I actually played about halfway through Tomb Raider Definitive Edition, so I know I'm late to the party on all the Tomb Raider games, but, you know, I'm finally there.
Did you play the old ones?
Well, I'm kind of late. I've only played the original.
Well, that's the one I'm on, the Tomb Raider Definitive Edition.
No, I mean like the original original.
No, not the original original. The one on...
Yeah, I would not go back.
So you never played any of the originals then?
I did play the originals.
That's what I just asked.
Oh,
I played Tomb Raider 2. I never finished either of them.
I thought you meant, was that what I was playing?
No, I asked if you ever played the originals.
Oh, yeah. No, I played the originals. They're fun, but... you know, hit or miss on some of those games, but I mean, Lara Croft, man. I mean, you know, like back in the day, of course. You know, I mean, everybody was looking for that cheat code. You know, but
and
no, this
camera angle so you can see your polygons. Like, oh, look, the triangles.
Yeah, triangles. But you know, this is obviously updated. It looks pretty good. It still holds up.
Did anybody play that weird Tomb Raider game before the reboot series happened?
No, I can't say as I have. I don't know, but this reboot's okay so far.
It's weird because it's fairly competent, but it's also still not a very great game.
Yeah, later on when we get to Stinkos, I'll talk about something I really dislike, and video games in general, and Tomb Raider is definitely guilty of it. Let's see, let me get caught up on chat here, talking about The Boys, which I'll do a review with Break here in a little bit. Okay, I'm not gonna talk about that, The originals are among the games that Frank hasn't beaten. How dare you, Freak Fight? I did beat the original Tomb Raiders. How dare you? That's a PlayStation 1 game, if I recall, and among others, but PC, obviously. But all right, let's move on to reviews.
RP Grinders, read reviews.
All right, Eric, I didn't see you have anything for reviews, so Break, why don't you...
Break's talking about it in chat, but I don't think he mentioned what thing he's actually talking about. What show are you talking about?
What?
I don't know what
you're talking about. The show a lot, but it uses some old-ass tropes.
What we're talking about the same show we've been talking about.
What, The Boys?
Yeah.
Boys Season 2, you want to do a review with me, Break?
It's like after 8:30, and we still got to do the tournament.
Yeah, you know what? We should probably pass on that. I will say WandaVision's getting good.
I haven't seen today's episode, so
I'm not going to spoil any of that. I
haven't seen any of them, so definitely don't spoil.
It got a lot more interesting to the point where I actually care now.
Yeah,
the first
couple
episodes, they could have combined the first two episodes.
Yep,
really,
they should have. And I think that's why they
get Disney Plus first.
I think they spent
way too much time dealing with like the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
Whereas like they got to the 80s and 90s, they're just like flip through them for real fast. Like, oh, we're in the 90s. Oh, wait, we're in the 2000s now.
Yeah. It's good now.
I do really like their openings to each show. Like they have a special like. It really makes you feel like, yeah, like this would have been like back in the day. Like the last one, I think, was like not today, but the other last episode was like iCarly type show.
Yeah. You're gonna love today's episode, Break. I'm not gonna spoil anything about it.
Speaking of iCarly, they're actually doing a reboot series.
Yeah, I know. That's dumb. I was gonna review a movie called Shook, but I'll put that off till next week. You're right, Break. It's getting late.
We can still talk about Boys next week. It ain't going anywhere.
Yeah. You're right. All right. So, and we do have two rounds of tournament.
Maybe I can actually like get the nerve to plug my Amazon Prime thing into my TV and then watch The Boys seasons 1 and 2, so I could actually join in the conversation.
Yeah, well, maybe. There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Could I get through that in like a week and a half?
Oh yeah, man. Yeah. It goes.
I think it's what 16 episodes, maybe.
Yeah, total. Yeah, yeah. You could probably do it, Eric. All right, let's move on to Stinkos.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
Breakman, what you got?
Oh, obviously, you know mine was. I was hit in a car accident. I was going straight, and she ran a red light, smashed into my driver's side. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Freak. I misunderstood what you're talking about. Yeah, okay. Anyway. So obviously I was in a car accident. I got a free ride to the hospital. That was fun. I lost a car, I lost a phone, hospital bills are gonna those are gonna be fun and other things coming.
You know,
the
most important thing, Breakman, is I know you got hurt, but I mean, relatively speaking, like that's the best you could hope for getting hit like that. You know, like especially on the
driving. We're on Stinkos, not Sweetos, so
yeah, that's true. I mean, that does suck, man. I mean, your car being, that's a big pain in the ass because the insurance companies aren't nice, man, either way. So,
No, and that's, and also another thing goes to the cop because I still haven't heard anything back from him. I've tried calling him. I can never get a hold of him. Mm-hmm. I'm really irritated.
Yeah, that sucks,
so,
man.
I had that cop to the Stinkos. Like,
yeah, well, I mean, cops are regular visitors to our Stinkos, so. All right, Break. Anything else on that? That's obviously sucks, man.
No, that's enough, isn't it? There's so many other things I could do, but I'm just going to... No, that's fine.
Yep. All right, Eric, you're up. You're Stinko.
All right. Oh, let me also add to that. I had just gotten back from the grocery store, so there's still groceries in the car. Like,
oh, my
chicken.
God. That sucks so bad. That's like adding insult to injury, It's like...
Did you get reimbursed for the groceries?
Yes, you
no,
can.
I went back and got them.
Oh, okay.
But, the chicken had been in there for like a few days.
Oh, yeah. No, that type of stuff you need to throw out. But, yeah. You actually can get, but that's a whole insurance thing that we're not going to talk about here. All right, Eric, you're up.
Ted Cruz skipping town during Texas's power down over the power lines failing over the extreme cold that they're facing right now.
Yeah.
But it was just another stinko. Why is their power grid so god awful?
Yeah, why is everybody's power grid's kind of god awful like that? Because we have a shitty grid system here in the United States. That's just the way it is,
Well, but specifically in Texas, like they used equipment that was substandard.
Yep.
Like the wind turbines, for instance, they didn't plan ahead. They didn't think that it'll ever get cold here or anything like that.
Yeah,
which is the most asinine thought possible, because you can just look in the history books and see that hey, Texas has gotten cold before.
Yeah. Freak 5 Stinko, he was talking to his sister on the phone. She put me on the speaker, and when her granddaughter, who is one, heard my voice, she started crying. Then when my sister was talking to her husband, the granddaughter was laughing with him on speaker, and then my sister asked if she wanted to talk to Uncle Freak, and she started crying again. Well,
What did you do to her?
Freak. I mean, it is Freak 5 after all. So, that's kind of understandable.
Did you, give her scary faces or something? Did you pull that I got your phone thing? And
no, he just looked at her, Freak. He just looked at her, and that's what happened. They put her on, they put him on FaceTime, and she was like,
he did the kid in the horror movie thing where he tilts his head down a little to make it look more sinister.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, in addition to that, the Texas governor go fuck himself because he's not doing a fucking thing to help people.
Yeah. Well, he's blaming everything on the Green New Deal. He's like, happens if we go with the Green New Deal, people.
Yeah, let's blame on something that, one, hasn't happened yet, and even if it had, it will not have the intended effect that he's trying to.
No, he's – you know why? Because his donors are, guess what, Breakman, gas and oil people. So, of course, he doesn't want any of that, and he's going to deflect blame and, all kinds of shit. I mean, it's pathetic. It's pathetic, Let's see. I have even shaved to see if she doesn't like my beard, Freak Five. She just doesn't like your face, Freak Five. That's what it is. Which is, I mean, it's understandable because, you know, I mean, I've seen you in person, man. Come on.
Have you tried, like, just covering your face?
Yeah, she cries when she sees me. I think everybody cries when they see you, Freak Five. I think even your...
I mean, like, wear a mask or... I got it. This is a perfect time to try out your white face.
Oh, good. Try it out, Freak Five. Maybe that's it. There you go. She will snatch the fruit snacks from my hand while crying.
Oh, my God. What did you do to this child?
That's funny,
it's
man.
It's like an abusive relationship. She's terrified.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Eric. Anything else on your stinko?
No. Well, I definitely have some sweetos that I didn't write in there. But, yeah, it's basically the same as yours.
Okay, hold on. My stinko real quickly is I talked about Tomb Raider, and there's something that happens in that game that happens in others. It happens in games like Uncharted, like adventure games in general. But like when they send waves of enemies to kill you, like it seems like it never fucking ends. And I that's one level or kind of design trait that I don't like in video games. It's like,
well, what about like the tower defense segments and like East 8 and 9?
Yeah, stuff like that. Like, I mean, it's just tedious nonsense.
I don't hate them, especially 9, because it's so fucking easy compared to 8's. Yeah. That you could just slaughter enemies quickly enough that it's not even an issue.
Yeah, yeah. It just, I mean, it's annoying more than anything.
But like,
it's
yeah, not... but like games like yours where you're playing a third-person shooter or something.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
It's not like the worst thing ever, but it's just super annoying, and I don't like it. I think it's a bad game design, but whatever. Let's move on to Sweetos.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweeto of the week!
All right, Sweeto of the week, Breakman, what you got?
My Sweeto goes to this accident. Could have been a lot worse. I've gone over it in my mind a million times. Like, just if I was a half second faster, it would have been a T-bone, for instance.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying, Breakman, for the
I know, but that was when they're in the stinkos, and yeah. I was saving that for the sweetos, Frank.
I always ruin everything, Break.
No, why?
but that's good, man. I mean, you came through fair. I mean, you're hurting, and I know you're sore. Your neck's probably fucked up.
The fucking medicine's making me sick to my stomach. I don't know what this shit gave me. I don't know if I can keep taking it.
What is it, man? Because I mean,
it's not around.
Do you want me to send you something, Break? Because the stuff that I have is way better than that stuff, man. I'm telling you, you'll feel a lot better. I can
is
send
it non-prescription or something?
Yeah.
No. Eric does not get what you're saying.
No, I do now.
No, but CBD works really good for pain, Breakman. You should be able to get CBD in Ohio. It's legal in all states, but just take a lot of CBD, dude. You'll feel better and you'll heal a lot quicker too. It's not like a cure for anything, but man, CBD works really good for pain and healing for sure. You could put like a liquid form of CBD on like a cut, for instance, and it acts better than even something like Neosporin or something. You know how like you put Neosporin, Breakman, on like a cut and it like heals quicker and stuff like that, and it right. like has pain relief, and that's CBD, but it's CBD on steroids. It's like Neosporin on steroids, but for your whole body, man. It works really, really well in that regard. It's not going to cure cancer, but it sure in the hell will fucking slow cancer down for sure. So it's super powerful stuff. It's something to consider, Break. I would recommend, like, you know, going to like a head shop and ask if they have CBD, because even now grocery stores are carrying CBD and stuff. So, I mean, it's something to look into. It's not psychoactive. You're not going to feel like, you know, like you're high or anything like that, you know,
yeah,
unless you.
I get the difference between medical marijuana and regular marijuana. So I get
yeah.
it.
Yeah, well,
a lot of people don't seem to like. I know people around here still don't understand like when they talk about legalizing medical marijuana, which it is legal in Ohio now. They freak out like that. You're gonna get high and you know they're getting high off this stuff. They're just knowing to get high. Like you can't get high with CBD.
You know, yeah, that's true. You cannot. But CBD works.
You guys are just trying to bastardize it for whatever reason. Yeah,
CBD actually works even better. with a little bit of THC too. It kind of like activates. It's like an energizer for CBD. So like if you have the psychoactive stuff with the CBD, it works even better. It works good fine on its own, but yeah, break. If you ever want me to send you some gummies or whatever, let me know and I'll send you stuff, dude. I've done it before. It's like, you know, I don't understand why it's not legal everywhere, but it's, you know, let me tell you guys something that I don't think I've ever shared on Grinders. Like weed has literally saved my fucking life. Like it is like mentally, like without CBD and THC, like mentally, like I don't know if I could do it. Like it has literally like been a game changer for me for sure. So I mean there's a lot of good medical uses for weed, but you know, I digress. It's I'm glad you're okay, Break. I mean, that's the bottom line, man. And I hope you feel better, man. You know, and I hope you get a shit ton of money from this too. So, because then maybe, you know, with all you, we could have like literal RP Grinder millions, you know.
Right.
You know, so yeah, I'm just saying.
Rich off this.
I know you're not getting rich, man. But hopefully you end up.
I know. People have been telling me I need to sue. I'm like, it just fucking happened. Give me a minute to fucking process at least.
You say that, Break, but I'm going to be one to say get a lawyer, like now. Like, don't hesitate. Let them work on it. You know,
I still can't get a hold of the fucking cop.
Well, so that's what you need a lawyer for, man. They know you don't have a lawyer, so that's why they're fucking around. So, I know this from experience, Break, man. I've been in quite a few accidents, work and car and other stuff. And without a lawyer, you're like a fish out of water, dude. Like really.
I've had like minor bumps in the car before, like bumping into somebody's back bumper and type stuff.
Yeah.
I've only had one like bad accident, and that's when I hit a patch of black ice. But this is like the only time I've ever been hit by another car.
Yeah, you got to get a lawyer, Break. I mean, I know you're, you know, like trying to settle things down in your mind and stuff. But the longer you wait, the worse it is for you. And now's the time to strike. Get a lawyer; they'll take care of everything, and in the end, you'll get a decent sized check, maybe even more than what you're thinking. So, that's my advice, man. I know you're not asking, but you know. I would definitely seek counsel, Break, for something like that, especially if, and they hit you. Oh, even better, man. Even better.
Yeah.
I know it's weird to think like that, Break. I don't like to think like that, but I learned my lesson. So, yeah, lawyer all the way, man. Cause otherwise, man,
I've already got letters from them. So,
yep. I would definitely.
They are on that shit.
Yep. Freak Pipe says, "My sweeto, my wife filed our taxes. We are almost getting 10 grand. And after he gives RP Grinders 5, he'll still have 5,000 left." So there you go. That's awesome, Freak Pipe.
Yeah, you read that wrong. It says, let me read that again. "My sweeto, my wife filed our taxes. She is getting $10,000.
This is how I read it. My sweeto, my wife filed our taxes, and she's getting a car. That's that's how I read that, Break.
You know? And I'm getting McDonald's.
yeah. So there you go. Bermuda is in her horizon, Freak Vibe. So there you go. Okay.
Trips might be in yours. That's about it.
Okay, Eric, I think you're up for sweetos.
Okay, my sweet will be Rush dying. So yeah.
Yeah.
I can't celebrate somebody's death. Fuck Rush Limbaugh. Fuck him. Yeah. Fuck all the people who loved him and support him, enable him. Fuck every single one of them.
Okay.
But I'm still not gonna like. I'm not gonna get up and cheer and celebrate that he's dead.
Yeah. I will. Break.
That's all I'm saying, though. So
I actually
got called out on Twitter by a relative of Rush Limbaugh, if you can believe that. Really? Yeah. I've known this person for a long time, and I have nothing but respect. I mean, we're on opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to politics, but we're really good acquaintances. I would say on the verge of like very, very friendly towards each other on Twitter, because we've been through a lot of shit through the years, and I've known this guy forever. But he called me out today, you know. He's like, I wouldn't wish this and that and, you know, all that. And I was like, we're just different people, dude. It's nothing against you or your family. You know, I understand that you guys are, you know, going through whatever you're going through, you know, a big loss in your eyes. But in my eyes, the world is a better place because
he spread hatred, bigotry, and flat-out lies. I mean, that's all he has ever stood for.
He basically incubated the neo-Nazi movement of today.
Yeah, and he was.
I'm not going to celebrate the death of anybody, but I mean, I'm not going to go out of my way. I'm not going to offer him sympathy either. Like, there's no, he doesn't deserve it.
That's
he did. He did horrible crimes against this country.
Yeah,
well, he's a piece of shit.
My Sweeto isn't that he's dead so much as that he can't hurt anybody anymore.
That's a better way of putting it. I like that, Eric.
Yeah, I like that too, Eric. That's a more middle of the road type of approach.
I don't think that's middle of the road. I think that's just a fact, really.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's thoughts to that, and I agree with that. But I'm not opposed to like celebrating when somebody that's a worthless piece of shit dying. Like, I really, that's what I said. I said, you know, Rush Limbaugh was a piece of shit, human garbage, human being. And, you know, I for one am glad he's gone because I mean, there are certain people like that I think are like when Trump dies, I'm going
to
be like, great.
Don't you want to see Trump go to prison?
Death would be too easy for him. I'd rather see him fall in misery for the rest of his life.
Rush Limbaugh is getting out, got out of being punished for his crimes, basically.
Yeah, I know, but he did end up with cancer, so, you know, that's...
Well, for all the bullshit he said about secondhand smoke and everything, you know.
Yeah, yeah. The greatest SNES game of all time, Beavis and Butthead, says MXT. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that.
It's not even on the list.
Yeah, we're going to get to that, MXT. And you'll
not remember that game being fun.
Yeah, it was. You know,
none of the Beavis and Butthead games are good.
The PC game was really fun, actually. Let's see. Freak 5 says, the Republicans have celebrated people's deaths when they don't like the person, and I want to be a better person than they are, so I'm not going to celebrate his death. You know what? You are all better people than I am because I have no problems doing that at all. I could care fucking less. I would pee on Rush Limbaugh's grave. I don't care what anybody thinks. It's just the way that I feel. If you come into this world and you do nothing but provide it with idiocy and hatred, then that's when I, you know. But on the opposite side of the token, if I'm your friend and you're my friend and you treat people right and you treat me right, then you have no better friend than me. So it's like, it's a two-sided coin with me. If you're on the side of tyranny or the side of being an asshole and just for the sake of being an asshole and being racist and bigoted, then I have no fucking use for you at all whatsoever. And I think the world is a better place when you're gone.
I would like to see people like change, like turn around their lives and stuff like that. Like, I never give up hope that there's going to be like an epiphany at some point when they're going to go, you know, I've been wrong. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and it never happens,
and,
though.
And that's
rarely.
The real tragedy of people like all the popes and Rush Limbaugh, because they were garbage until the end.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways,
I like what some people describe on Twitter. It's like, let's not celebrate his death, but mourn his life because he didn't do anything good with it.
Yep.
Yeah. No, yeah, I know.
I forget what the conversation was, but somebody was stating, like, you know, he stoked racism, misogyny, and just listing all the stuff they're doing that Rush had done in the past, not maliciously, just listing it down, and Rush Limbaugh supporters coming in like, you're celebrating a man's death, like, how dare you? Listing facts about his life is not celebrating his death in any fucking way. These are facts.
Right, and that's a better way, I guess, of approaching it than the way that I do. But to be honest, I don't care, you know. And if anybody, like if my friend on Twitter, and I don't want to mention names because I'm not that way. I don't like to get into on-air squabbles with anybody, to be honest. I've had a few, and they're not fun. But I'm just saying, like, it has nothing to do with you or your family or anything like that. I'm sure there were people that loved him, and I'm sure he loved people and whatever, you know, his people. But that doesn't...
Everybody has loved one sometime.
Yeah. I mean, Hitler had people that loved him, and, you know, he loved people. So he loved his family. So, you know, whatever. I don't buy into this that you can't talk bad about a person when they die, because if they do shitty, bad things when they were alive, why the fuck can't we talk about them when they're dead like that? You know, it's so stupid.
I don't think that's the same as celebrating, though. When you're saying, like, they did horrible things, like, that's a fact.
No, that's true.
I mean, Rush Limbaugh did fucking terrible things to this country.
Yep.
Things that we might not be able to repair. It's gotten so bad.
Yeah. No, I know.
He was a big instigator to this, because he started back in the 80s.
Yep.
Before Fox News was deregulated.
Yeah, he actually was a big factor in Fox News being as big as they are now. So it's and celebrate might not be the word, but like, don't care might be a better way of looking at it, and feeling better about the world might be a better way of putting it too, because the world is a better place without Rush Limbaugh. Let's just put it that way.
I think it'd been a better place too if he'd learned and changed.
Yeah, but it just never happened.
To me, I think it would have been even better than him dying, as it were. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand, Brake. I mean, and there's always that hope that somebody will.
And I gotta give up this hope, because of people like him. Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham, they're not going
to
change.
Yeah, being optimistic when it comes to people like that usually leads to ruin, Brake. Yeah. I mean, I've learned that through the years, you know. So I am the way that I am because of my life experiences, and because, like, it just, to me, it's just sound logical reasoning to like, not feel bad when somebody like that passes away. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
No, I don't feel bad if he passed away either. Fuck that. Yeah. Like I said, fuck him. Fuck all the people that enabled him and allowed him to do
it. The Dave Chappelle skit. Fuck him. I hate him. Help is burning to hell.
Yeah, that's almost what I said on Twitter. And maybe it was a little insensitive, but, you know, it's just, I honestly, like, people like that, they take up oxygen that needs to be in other people's lungs. You know, it's like those type of people don't. And they're, you know, it's not a political thing either way, even though it happens to be political in this sense. I do this in real life.
That's, like, the thing is, people like Rush Limbaugh have turned this into politics.
Yep.
They've made, like, racism politics.
Yep.
As a policy.
Yep. No, you're right.
Like, those aren't, like... I'm sorry. I'm a little frustrated.
We got to move on because we got two rounds to do, guys. So let's do this. It's a free-for-all. Okay, guys, let's run through this gauntlet as quick as we can. Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past versus NBA Jam. We're doing our greatest Super NES game of all time tournament, and we're down to the final 32 games. So first matchup, Zink to the Past. Legend of Zelda's Link to the Past versus NBA Jam. I'm going to go with the Breakman on this one. Tougher than what it seems.
I've been thinking about this since you read it off. What are you saying, Frank? I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Oh, I'm just saying that this might be a harder matchup than what we first look at glance.
You know? I was thinking that at first, and then the more I think about it, I don't think it is. I think this one is kind of cut and dry. I think Zelda. Couple of reasons. This Zelda was the most influential of the Zeldas. I mean, just look at what it changed as far as, I mean, if you look at the games today, a lot of them go back to that version of Zelda. NBA Jam was a fun game, but NBA Jam Tournament Edition was way more fun.
Yeah, you're right.
And also, the arcade version's better anyway.
Yeah, like, if this was Tournament Edition of NBA Jam versus Zelda, I would probably pick the Tournament Edition because I enjoyed that game more, I think, than even Zelda.
Okay, all right, that's sound reasoning. I agree with you for all the same reasons, Breakman. What say you, Eric?
Legend of Zelda.
Legend of Zelda moves on. In chat, MXT says, wait, no Power Rangers games on this bracket? This thing is more...
Because they're not good. They're fun, but they're not good.
This thing is more rigged than the 2020 election, MXT. How dare you, MXT? Freak5 says, after years of claiming the Democrats use false flags and crisis actors, they never once claimed the people with Nazi flags were actual actually Democrats trying to make Republicans look bad. They just accepted people with Nazi flags as their own, and that says a lot. Yep. And he also agrees with this link to the past, Freak Five says. Okay. At first it was a little harder for me, but I agree with you, Breakman. You made very, very good sense.
Well, yes, you were reading it, and I was like, oh, God, I don't know. And then I was thinking about, you know what? I love Tournament Edition.
I was kind of the same way, but I was leaning towards Zelda a little bit, but yeah. All right. Not my SNES poll. MXT or something else. All right. DK Country versus Earthbound. This is another tough matchup. Eric, what say you?
Earthbound.
Okay. Breakman?
I don't know.
This is a tough one, man. It's really tough. Both great games.
Earthbound versus Influential RPG versus Donkey Kong. I don't know. This is hard because it was the first kind of modernish RPG Earthbound was for me. Like everything else before that was either like science fiction or fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was like a more of a modern setting. But I played the fuck out of Donkey Kong Country.
Freak says Earthbound.
Yeah, I think if I'm being honest, I'm going to go with Donkey Kong Country, even though I really love Earthbound.
I'm going with Earthbound, man. Sorry, Breakman, but Earthbound is a groundbreaking RPG in many ways and did everything right. It was just a fun game, man. I love DK Country. This was a tough matchup, but barely. I'm picking Earthbound, so moving on. Final Fantasy IV versus Lufia 2, I'm going to go first. This is also a fairly tough one, but I don't think it's too tough. I think Final Fantasy IV is a better game, but Lufia 2 is pretty damn good. What say you, Eric?
Final Fantasy IV.
And you, Frank?
It's just a bracket. If Lufia 2 were in anything else, I would have voted for that there.
Okay, what about you,
Brent? Yeah, I mean, you can't beat Spoony Bard and all the memes that have come from Final Fantasy IV over the years, just for the memes alone.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Final Fantasy IV moves on. Freak Pipe says Earthbound. Friend of mine, when she plays Earthbound, she says her favorite food is cake and her favorite thing is sodomy because of the Marilyn Manson song. Yeah. All right, Lost Vikings versus Super Mario World. Breakman, you are up first.
Ooh, I love the Lost Vikings. It's a fun game. How each character was different, and you had to utilize their skills to get through each level in this puzzle game. It was fun, but fucking Super Mario World, oh my god. Like, the Super Cape, they gave us fucking Yoshi, for God's sake.
Playability.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Alright.
Mario World was a fantastic fucking game. That's,
yeah, it definitely is. I think we're all in agreement. As good as Lost Vikings is, I think Super Mario World easily moves on to the next round. All right, next matchup, Street Fighter Turbo versus Bust a Move. I'm going to go first on this one. I'm actually going to go against
it. It's Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Okay, Street Fighter 2, sorry. I forgot to put the 2 in there.
I wouldn't put past Capcom to go back and remake the original Street Fighter with a Turbo edition.
Oh, God, that would be so badass, man.
It'd be very, very bad.
Yeah, because it's already very janky fighting game.
I could not figure out how to fucking throw a fireball on that game. It was such a piece of shit.
Yeah, Street Fighter 1, not good at all. Okay, I'm going with Bust a Move. I know that might be kind of controversial, but Bust a Move is so fucking fun. I know Street Fighter is pretty fun too, especially if you play with others, but I didn't think the Super Nintendo version was
all that great.
My favorite
Street Fighter is Alpha, so I can't even vote for Super.
Okay. What say you, Eric? Or I'm sorry, Break.
What's the move?
A Break?
Wow. I was going to go with Street Fighter 2 Turbo, but Bust a Move is moving on.
Yeah,
wow.
Big upset. Bust a Move beat Street Fighter. That's a huge upset, actually. But I think of all, if you look at all the matchups, I mean, I think that was one matchup where it could have been.
And I think the Genesis version, I think a lot of people said the Genesis version was the better version of that one, too.
Yeah, because it actually played well.
Yeah, it was a better version. Street Fighter 2
even
Super Nintendo,
if the music or the buttons were kind of missing.
Yeah, it was okay, I mean, but it just was not, wasn't great. All right, next matchup, Zombies Ate My Neighbors versus Kirby Superstar. I'll start with Breakman.
Zombies Ate My Neighbors. That's a fun game. It's funny. It wasn't really unique, though. But
you gotta think of the time.
Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Okay.
I'm going for Kirby because Kirby has more variety, in my opinion.
Yeah, there is a lot of variety in Kirby.
Ooh, that's a good point. I was stuck in the middle on this one as well, guys, but I think I'm going to go with Kirby just because of the versatility of that game.
I know, I just didn't want to start selling Kirby because I knew you'd both pick it. So
I was thinking Zombies, but then you swayed me, Breakman. You said that it's not
super easy. Said it. He said it.
You said it. we pissed off Freak 5 because he wanted Street Fighter 2 Turbo to move on. But
also, at some point, Zombies Ate My Neighbors just gets mean.
Yeah, that's true, too. And Freak 5 wanted Zombies Ate My Neighbors as well. It's a great game, but just blame Breakman because he's the one that's
repetitive, too.
Yeah. All right, next matchup we got for you is another good one here. Evo, Search for Eden versus Ogre Battle March. I'm going to go first on this one. I don't think there was anything Hang on, Eric. I don't think there was anything like Evo on the Super Nintendo, so I'm picking Evo, even though Ogre Battle's really good. What say you, Eric?
I'm going for Evo, too.
You, Break?
Ogre Battle is one of my favorite Nintendo games.
Super Nintendo, I know. Games. I know, man.
But so is Evo.
Yep.
Like I said, Evo, we talked about this last time. Evo needs a sequel. We need Evo.
Yep.
Bring Evo back.
Really, something that's like it.
Yep.
Yeah, like I want to eat other monsters and evolve.
Yeah, Freak 5 says Evo. What do you pick and break?
Evo.
Yeah. It's clean sweep, but hard choice for sure. All right.
It was so much fun just experimenting, like eat something to get like a fin or wings or whatever and stuff, you know. Yep.
All right, there's nothing like it, man. Nothing like Evo. All right, Legend of the Mystical Ninja versus Super Metroid. Breakman, I'm going to go with you first on this one.
I never actually played the Mystical Ninja game, but I can't imagine it's better than Metroid.
What say you, Eric? Is it better than Super Metroid?
No, but it is a good representation of action games on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
But I would probably replace Metroid a lot more.
All right, what?
I mean, Super Metroid tells an interesting story without actually using much dialogue at all.
It's one.
I wish that Legend of Mystical Ninja was on another bracket so it can move on.
I know, but that's not how it works, Eric. What are you picking?
Super Metroid.
And I'm picking Super Metroid indeed as well.
I mean, the whole story with that she kind of saved that Metroid and kind of, it, like, looked at her as a mother, and at the end, like, that Metroid comes in to save her.
Yep, like, so
just
sad.
There was heart to the story, and they didn't use any words. It just...
except for the intro.
I think...
There was the intro, and I think there was something at the end, wasn't there, maybe?
That was the only part there was dialogue, and it was inner monologue.
I think Super Metroid is one of the greatest games of all time, not even just Super Nintendo. So, of course, I'm picking Super Metroid. It's a clean sweep. Let's move on. Final Fantasy VI versus Mickey Mouse Magical Mirror.
Someone's actually doing a ROM hack of Super Metroid to introduce Serum or fusion elements into the game.
Okay. I'd be down to play it. But all right, Final Fantasy
VI. Fusion was fun.
Yep. Final Fantasy VI versus Mickey Mouse Magical Mirror. Eric, I'll go with you first.
Mickey Mouse Magical Quest, you mean?
Magical Quest, yes, I'm sorry. Magical Quest.
As much as that was a fun game, I'm going with VI.
Okay, what say you, Break?
I've talked about it many times. That's my favorite game of all time.
Final Fantasy VI is another game on the short list of greatest games of all time, in my opinion. Probably in my top five.
I know, and we've talked many times about all the flaws and stuff. But you said there's no such thing as a perfect game.
There isn't.
I love the game. I love the story. Yep. I love the villains, the heroes.
Yeah, it just had everything. It's just a great RPG, man, for sure. Especially turn-based, traditional RPG. All right, next matchup, Contra 3 Alien Wars versus Killer Instinct. I'm going to go first on this one. I gotta pick Contra 3, guys. Killer Instinct on the Super Nintendo was not great.
It's ass.
So I mean, it was.
I don't think it was ass.
It was kind of fun, but it wasn't great
compared to the arcade. It was ass, yeah. But it was doing its best.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
was waiting for the Ultra 64 to come out so it could perform at its maximum.
Yeah, yeah. So
the,
I picked
the Ultra 64 logo.
So what say you, break?
Contra.
Okay, Eric?
Yeah, I think that's my favorite Contra, too. Even though it's fucking hard as shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like this shit had been dried out in the sun for 4 years.
Yeah, Freak 5
that
picked.
That fucking hard.
Freak 5 agreed with us on Final Fantasy 6, and I don't know what.
Contra Hardcore is an easier game.
Yeah, yeah. It's a hard game for sure. Okay, next matchup, guys. I'm curious to what you guys think about this one. Mega Man X versus Kirby's Dream Course. Eric, what say you?
No question, Mega Man X. Kirby's Dream Course can be frustrating, even though it's cute.
I'm picking Kirby's because I didn't get a chance to play Mega Man X. That's the only reason. What say you, Break?
You didn't play Mega Man X?
No.
He was a big Mega Man fan.
I know, but it's been emulated so many goddamn times.
I've never...
Every time there's like a Capcom package or something, here's Mega Man X.
Yeah.
And the Super Nintendo Mini, here's Mega Man X.
Yeah. I know, man. I never got around to playing it because, like, the Mega Man games were so hard for me, and I just, you know...
This one's not that hard. Mega
yeah.
Man, the first few X games are really easy.
You know, I've heard you guys talk about that. You guys, matter of fact, you guys listening.
They didn't get hard until X5. A lot of the game was just bullshit.
Yeah. You guys listening should listen to Eric and Break's analysis of all the Mega Man games. It's on. You can go to Podbean or you can just download.
In fact, the hardest Mega Man X game is X8 because that was made by Anticreates, and Anticreates was on a mean streak, but.
Yeah. I hate those the flying levels in those. God.
Yeah, but
that
make
one
sure
you're trying to fucking catch that goddamn man of war.
Yep.
Fuck that stage.
Make sure you guys check out Eric and Break's analysis and breakdown of all the Mega Man games, starting from the first all the way to what was the last game you guys did? I can't remember.
We did as many as we could think of.
All the way up to 11.
Yeah. So make sure you guys check that out on the feed. It's rpgrinders.podbean.com, or you can download them on iTunes. And
God, how long ago was that? Maybe a couple of years?
You'll
have to do some scrolling, but it's there.
It's been a while, but they're worth listening to. It's super interesting. All right.
Well, if you do a search, you might be able to just search for it, RP Grinder Special.
Yep.
It'll be much easier to find then.
Yeah. Okay. UN Squadron versus Super Mario 2 Yoshi's Island. I'll go with you, Breakman.
I hate that game. The fucking crying goddamn baby. But the game itself isn't actually bad. It's fun game if it wasn't for that goddamn crying baby. I hate that fucking baby.
What are you picking, Break?
Squadron. You and Squadron.
All right, Eric?
I'm going Mario.
I'm actually going to side with Breakman on this. This is the second upset of the night. UN Squadron moves on. I agree with Breakman 100%. It's not a bad game. Actually, it's a really fine game. But
it's beautifully drawn with the pastel and such. The way they did it made it kind of like crayon drawings.
Yeah. All right. Next matchup we got here. This is the big one, the marquee matchup today. Super Mario Kart versus Super Mario RPG. I am going first. This one... super difficult, guys, because they're both our iconic fucking games. But, you know, we are the RP Grinders. I'm going to go with Super Mario RPG just barely.
I told you about my hate for Super Mario Kart.
And you love Mario Kart, right, Break?
Yeah, I really love that one. I played that so much back in the day. And I didn't until recently get to play Mario RPG when it was brought back on the Super Nintendo Mini.
Yeah.
If I'd played it back in the day, I think I probably would have liked that one more.
Yeah. Sound reasoning. Eric, you going with RPG?
Yeah,
he's so tired. He's yawning.
Sorry. Yeah.
Freak 5 also agrees. He agreed with UN Squadron as well. So, two in a row for you, Freak 5.
With the exception of the Mystic Ninja, he's agreed with me on almost everything, I think.
Wow, that's a first. All right. Next matchup we got for you guys here, Super Punch-Out versus Gradius 3. Eric, I'll go with you.
I probably have to go with Super Punch-Out.
Okay.
I mean, I like Gradius 3, but it's not the best Gradius game.
Okay, how about I go with Gradius 3 and then Break gets to be the tiebreaker?
I wasn't the biggest fan of Super Punch-Out, to be honest with you. I mean, it was fun, but it didn't, like, capture me like the original Punch-Out did. And I thought the remake of Punch-Out was a lot better, too. I'm going to go... It's hard. I guess I'm going to go with Gradius 3, just from my personal opinion.
And another upset. Gradius 3, I did not expect to move on through and beat Super Punch-Out, but indeed...
Freak agrees with you.
Yeah, nice. And Freak agrees with this too. All right, next matchup we got here.
Gradius 3 is available on the Switch as a part of the arcade archives.
Ooh, that's cool.
They keep updating that. They just added a few more games the other
day. It's the arcade version, though, by the way. Yeah. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
You know, cheat codes.
Oh, and speaking of the, like, extra stuff, if you download that that new Capcom thing.
Yeah.
You get a free copy of 1943, but there's also there's a free download of Ghosts and Goblins too.
Ooh, yeah. That's good.
So I think
I think each pack has 10 games, but those are the two bonus games.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Those two are free, and they're three packs, and they're all $15. Ten
Ooh,
games
that's
in each
not
pack.
Bad. Not bad. Bloodlusters in chat, welcome. Commander Root is in there. Idolara. Is also in there, so welcome on in.
Commander Root's just pulling out an FBI file on us.
Yeah,
I think the entire beat 'em up bundle is available on the Capcom Arcade Stadium if you buy all the packs.
Oh, Wyland never left. He's in there, and so is Twitch Details. Thanks for coming on in and spying on us. And MXT is in there as well. I don't know if I mentioned everybody. So there you go. All right, next matchup, guys. Oh, and Freak is in there, too. I forgot to mention Freak. All right. Demon's Crest versus Super Mario All-Stars. Breakman, I'm going to go with you first.
Mario All-Stars.
Wow, that was quick. Not even a thought, huh?
I love the original Mario games on the NES. I thought the Super Nintendo versions, the All-Star versions, just made them so much cooler. Yeah. It made it more colorful. They kept the gameplay intact. Just, yeah, they were all in one little package there. Yeah. The only thing that sucked was the lost levels.
Eric, what are you picking?
Some people hate the renderings of the Super Nintendo sprites, though.
I know, but yeah. I really loved it. Like, I prefer the All-Star versions to the original.
But I really liked Demon's Crest, so I'm going with Demon's Crest.
Oh, man, you guys put me in this position again? Mm-hmm. All right, I went against Breakman last time, so I think I'll go on Breakman's side, even though Demon's Crest should move on. I'm going to pick Super Mario
All-Stars.
Well,
if you think it should move on, then vote for that. You don't have to vote for me.
But not against Super Mario All-Stars, Breakman. Okay. That's a fantastic game.
No, we want even harder choices next
time. Yeah, we want hard choices, man. We don't, you know. All right, last one for this round, Shadowrun versus Chrono Trigger. I'm going to go first on this one. I think this is a no-brainer. As good as Shadowrun is, it's nothing to Chrono Trigger. I think Chrono Trigger's another top 10, top 5 type game of all time. Are you guys getting the theme that the Super Nintendo was a really great system? You really should.
Also, it doesn't matter since it's going to lose the Chrono Trigger anyway, right?
Yeah, Chrono Trigger is moving on for me. What say you, Blake?
I think we should just move on because we all know Chrono Trigger's moving
it's on. It's Chrono Trigger. Okay.
Sorry, Shadowrun. You came up against a juggernaut.
Yeah, I know, man. Okay, so let's move on to this next round and do these quickly. I want to do them this week, so we're not rushing next week. Super Mario All-Stars versus Chrono Trigger, guys. This is a tough-ass matchup. Breakman, what say you?
Can we just do this next week?
Yeah, let's do two rounds next week.
Do you want to do it next week? So we have to finish the tournament next week, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we should do it then.
Let's just do it. All right.
Oh, man, both of these games have fucking massive replay value.
Yes.
That's, you can't use that as an argument because Chrono Trigger's got all the cool endings and just the multiple paths.
Let me make it.
I love that you can go right to the villain from the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
Kill them for
you're more than likely to get wiped out, but you have that ability.
Yeah.
You have to, like, really abuse the RNG manipulation to beat him on the first run.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Chrono Trigger because it was original. That Mario All-Stars is just a remake of the original Nintendo games.
Yeah, I think this is going to be...
Chrono Trigger is its own thing. And this was the first time that the Squinix and... I mean, before they were together, when Square and Enix really worked together.
Yep. Yep. I'm also going with Chrono Trigger. I think it's going to be a clean sweep. Right, Eric?
Yeah. Yeah.
Chrono Trigger moves on. Next matchup, Super Mario RPG versus Gradius 3. Eric, you go first.
Super Mario RPG.
Freak 5 agreed with us on Chrono Trigger. What say you, Break?
I agree with Eric. Mario RPG.
Yeah, Mario RPG for sure, which sets up a Titanic matchup next week. Holy shit. Okay. Mega Man X versus UN Squadron.
Capcom games.
I'm going to go first because I already know what these guys are going to say, and I'm going to be contrarian. I'm going to go UN Squadron. I think UN
Squadron. I was going to go UN Squadron. Oh,
well. I'm going UN Squadron just because, like I said, I've never played Mega Man X. I don't know the quality or anything other than listening to these guys talk about it.
It's a fantastic game. It's one of the easiest Mega Mans.
Okay. You're picking Mega Man X? I take it, Break? Yes. You, Eric?
Mega Man X.
You son of a bitch, Eric. All right. Mega Man X takes down Cinderella UN Squadron. Slightly disappointing. I can't believe one of you guys couldn't, like, you know, go against Mega Man. I guess I can understand it because you guys are fangirls, you know, so. All right.
Did you just try and insult us by comparing us to girls?
No, I just
bullshit we thought was done. I'm done with this show, Brian.
You're done. Yeah.
Tyrant.
Freaks walking.
Tyrant. I'm making you guys walk off this show. Freak said...
if I was going to pick UN Squadron, I'd pick the arcade version.
So Freak wanted Super Mario RPG to move on, and it did, Freak 5. So those two moved on. All right.
I'm not sure, but is UN Squadron in that Capcom thing?
I don't know, man. It should be. It's a great game. All right.
I don't remember.
Final Fantasy VI versus Contra 3. I'm going to go first, fellas.
I think UN Squadron on the SNES Classic. I don't remember.
I'm not sure.
I don't
know
that either. I don't have it here. I left it in my mom.
Final Fantasy VI is going to be my choice. Obviously, one of the greatest games of all time, period. Super Nintendo notwithstanding. What say you, Break, man?
Yeah, it's my favorite game of all time.
FF6 moves on.
Yep. Six is a unanimous choice for us here. Evo, Search for Eden versus Super Metroid. I think I'm going to go first on this. I love Evo. I think
it's not Super Metroid, though.
It's not Super Metroid. That's the problem with Evo, man. Super Metroid for me is, like I said, another Type 5 game. So I'm picking Super Metroid. What say you, Break?
Super Metroid is the reason I'm so into Metroid fans.
Yeah. What say you, Break?
Super Metroid versus... Oh, my God.
It's a tough choice.
I'm going to give Evo some love here. It's not going to move on, but I'm going to give it some love because it's a
Eric,
game.
Eric, you're the tiebreaker.
I already said Super Metroid.
Oh, Super Metroid. Okay. Super Metroid moves on barely. It was a tough choice. Evo is a fucking unique, great game, man. All right. Yeah. Bust-A-Move versus Kirby Superstar. Eric, I'll start with you.
Koibi.
Koibi. He's got many different ways to play.
I'm going Bust-A-Move, actually, guys.
I preferred Bub and Bob when they were blowing bubbles, trying to and then eating their enemies.
Yeah. What are you picking, Break?
Kirby.
All right, Kirby moves on. Damn it. I really love Bust-A-Move.
I don't know. I was trying to go for that weird accent that Day has in the anime version of Kirby.
Yeah.
Okay, next matchup, Final Fantasy IV versus Super Mario World. Breakman, you get the honors.
Oh, man. Final Fantasy IV is a great game. Like I said, it's got so many memes and stuff. The Super Mario World gave us fucking Yoshi and the cape, and Yoshi was just so fucking much fun to play.
Okay.
I hate that they've changed him. This is the only game where you got to actually use him. If you get through the level, you keep using him.
Yep.
I hate that in the modern games, you get them in one level and then they, you know,
Yeah, like, and then it's over.
For that level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you play Super Mario 64 DS, where you start off with Yoshi.
Huh.
All right, Eric, what you picking?
Final Fantasy IV.
And you're picking Super Mario World Break?
Yep.
So I get to be the tiebreaker again?
Yep.
Oh, boy. Why? Why do we do these fucking tournaments? I'm going to go...
We like pain.
I know, man. God damn
right
it,
now,
man.
I'm stabbing myself in my hand with my pen, you know, just because I love this pain.
I just can't do it, guys. I'm going with Final Fantasy IV. As much as I love Super Mario World, we have, I guess, a slight upset. Final Fantasy IV moves on, barely. Freak 5 agreed with me. Final Fantasy IV, so there you go.
Well, he's wrong. I mean...
All right, next matchup, guys. Legend of Zelda Link to the Past versus Earthbound in a Titanic matchup. I think I'm going to go with Breakman first.
I don't know. Earthbound has really cool features. Like one of my favorites I've mentioned is the when you get so strong, the enemies see you and they run away.
They run away, yep. It was one of the first games to do that, yep.
And this was one of those. This was an RPG with the enemies on the screen. But Zelda's an action RPG, so the enemies are on the screen too. It wasn't random encounters. Oh god!
But it's easier to pick up and play in Zelda.
Yeah.
So John, I recommend it for over Earthbound.
I think so too. And I played more Zelda. I think too. Just all the nooks and crannies you're finding as you're going through the game and hidden items, and when you get to, you find out later this is only one version of the world. There's not like the shadow version too and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm going with Zelda.
You, Eric?
Legend of Zelda.
I'm also going to pick Legend of Zelda. It's another game that's probably top 5, top 10 for me. Goddamn, the Super Nintendo was just one of the greatest systems. We should do that, man. Systems. Greatest systems. Maybe that's my suggestion for next month, but okay. MXT.
Where that taco phone will land at.
Yep. Link to the Past versus Chrono Trigger must happen, MXT says. It could happen. Could happen, MXT. They're on opposite sides of the bracket, so we'll see. We shall see. I don't know, though. Next week's going to be fantastic, guys. We've got four fantastic matchups to determine the greatest Super Nintendo game of all time, and one of those matchups happens to be Super Mario RPG versus Chrono Trigger, so you're going to want to stick around next week for that. What do you guys think so far?
You're a cruel, cruel man, Mr. Frank.
I always try to put, like the hardest matchups in the same bracket, because like if you don't, then you end up with the same list that everybody else has, and it becomes like, you know, like what everybody else does. So I mean, it probably is going to end up that way. I mean, everything that we picked has been pretty up there, but I don't know. But anyways, we've got some fantastic. We will wrap up this tournament next week, and we will also determine what we're going to do the following week in a poll. I know what I'm leaning towards since I just mentioned it, but we'll see next week. So you guys,
no, I'm not a fan of some of the games on here, but there aren't any bad games.
There's
no
bad games.
I'm talking about some of the ones that got eliminated today.
Oh yeah, that nothing is super bad on this list. I didn't go through this list and see anything that
reminds me of the movie Super Bad.
Yeah, Super Bad. Freak 5 picked Link to the Past. I don't know, MXT. You come back next week, and we'll see. We'll see where it leads. It's looking like it's...
I'm going to say Chrono Trigger. If I had to pick one, I think Chrono Trigger would win.
If I had to pick one, I think it'd be Super Metroid.
That's another good one.
What say you, Eric? What if you had to pick one to bet on?
Chrono Trigger.
Ooh, okay. All right, so should be quite interesting next week. So you guys going to want to stick around for that.
If he dies, he dies.
Yeah, if he dies... He dies. You know, we just watched the Rocky series, and goddamn, that series is so fun. So fun.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I mentioned it before, but the company that used to be Zero... the company that made the Skullgirls game, I forget what they're called, Zero Division or something like that, I don't know. But they're called... They reformed under the label Hidden Variable now. the ones that quit because the CEO was a fucking sex pest.
Yeah. MXT says Creed 2 vindicates Drago, though. I don't want to say anything because Bernie has not seen Creed 1 or Creed 2 yet. Wait, so what? You get out of here. You're not listening.
I'm listening.
No, get out of here. So yeah, I'm not going to spoil that for her because we still got to go through the Creed's MXT, but those are good movies, man. I've seen them. They're great. Breakman, you got to watch Rocky Balboa, dude. It is. I don't know why Sylvester Stallone didn't get an Academy Award for that movie. It was so good. It made Bernie cry.
Can I watch Balboa anywhere?
I don't know, man, but they had the entire series on Vudu for like $30. So you could probably pick up Rocky Balboa on the cheap for like $5-7, Eric. And it's worth it, man. Rocky Balboa is probably, besides one, my favorite Rocky, man. It's great. And it made Bernie cry. So
I love the fourth one. They just embraced the campiness of the other ones.
Yeah.
Fuck it. We're going all in on this one.
You know what, though? Like, oh, man. You got to watch Creed and Creed 2, man. Creed, oh, God. They're great movies, man. Good movies. So, all right. Yeah, Rocky 5. We didn't even watch Rocky 5 because it's that bad, man. I agree with you, Brake. Rocky 5 is awful. But
I watched Rocky 5 on, like, it was airing on TV when we were on vacation in North Carolina one year.
Yeah, Rocky V is awful. It's terrible.
And that's the only reason I watched, because it was time to fill out.
Yeah. All right. I think we need to do our plugs and get the hell out of here. What do you guys say?
My son will break your boy.
Yeah. Creed 2, man. Okay. Let's do our plugs. Let's start with Breakman.
You can follow me at Break_Man on Twitter and at RV Grinders on Twitter, where you can ask us a dear Breakman question, like our friend Freak usually does. Appreciate it.
Yeah, MXT last week did. So yeah, keep them coming, guys. We need more people to participate in dear Breakman. So
We're trying to save your lives here. We're doing everything we can to help.
Yep. At RP Grinders, so send those questions in.
But we can't help you if you don't ask.
Exactly. All right, Eric, you're up.
All right. You can find reviews I've written on sites like, well, only just a site, one site at the moment, BostonBashRadio.com. And I also am doing audio reviews occasionally. It really depends. Probably going to be a lot of smaller indie games that will probably not have much to say because there's not much to them, or I struggle to come up with a long review or written review for. So just be on the lookout for those, but I'll post them on the feed along with the show.
Yeah, if you already subscribed to RP Grinders, you'll get those as a bonus. Plus, I've got people that subscribe on iTunes or Podbean or wherever you subscribe to our podcast, you guys are going to be getting extra cool stuff like, I don't know, like 8-bit music and other things that I got planned this year. So,
if you like that and you want to support me, I have a Patreon, and you can find the link to that in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
Yeah. All right.
So hopefully, send me as little as a dollar would help out.
Yep. All right. Anything else, Eric?
No.
All right. I want to thank everybody that came in to chat. Freak5Chaos, of course, MXT. Abbott and Costello was in chat. Nice to see old-timey, comedy in chat. Bing Cortana was in there. Commander Root, Community Showcase. Bernie was in chat. Girly was in there. Welcome, Girly. Wyland, our good friend Wyland. Twitch Details. And I think someone else was in there, too. I can't remember. If I forgot you, I apologize, but thank you so much. Also, thank you to all the archive listeners. We really appreciate you listening. If you want to join us live, we're live every Friday, 7 Eastern, on twitch.tv/RPGrinders, or you can search for RP Grinders on YouTube. And we're available to download, obviously, almost anywhere you can download podcast RP Grinders. So thank you guys so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. Oh, and MXT says, don't forget Uncle Rush was here in spirit.
Yeah, I guess now that Rush is dead, I guess Trump moves into my number one spot.
Yeah, exactly.
Most hated person in the country.
Yep. Do you guys have anything else?
Congratulations, Trump.
Yep. Oh, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, PS5, Xbox, Nintendo, RP Grinder. So there you go. And RPG is capitalized if there's any, you know, capitalization rules on any of the systems. I don't know if that's true, but anyways, RP Grinders, you can definitely friend me on any of the systems, and I'll try to add you as I can. So anything else, gentlemen?
Why is Crunchyroll's shitty anime awards giving the best opening to the Beast Wars anime that we never got?
I have no idea, Eric.
Award shows are bullshit for the most part anyway. Yeah, I mean, the video game awards are based on sales usually.
Yep. And this year's was no exception.
It's Beastars. I read that wrong. This is how tired I am.
Yeah.
I think that's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Well. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Really appreciate you all listening. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week, where we will determine the greatest Super Nintendo game of all time.
I need energy.
24-hour marathon. We did that years ago.
MXT, I've done that before. He wants another 24-hour marathon. I actually did longer than 24 hours, MXT. So, and I did that straight. I think I had like two pee breaks the entire time. And yeah, so there you go.
What's the point of funding for a PS5 that you probably can't get because they don't sell them and because people, bots, keep eating them up?
Yeah. For my PS5 fund, for charity. Yeah. I've been thinking about doing something else like that, but I don't know if I really have the time to do it. But if that's something everybody wants, I would not be opposed to doing a 24-hour marathon. I think it'd be kind of fun. It's been years since I've done that, so it's hard. I can tell you guys that. Well, like, it's really, really hard.
make it a 25-hour or 24-hour chatterbait.
Yeah, exactly. He missed the first one. You sure did, MXT. How dare you? Everybody else was there but you. So, yeah. All right. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we're out. Later, everybody.
MXT doesn't want anybody to forget he has the own fans.